Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to an afternoon session of Home Sweet Home Chicago. We're on till 7. We are here to answer all of your questions, whether it has to do with your home, your credit, your mortgage, buying, selling, repairing, enhancing. We've got the experts on the show to answer every one of your questions. We're going to be here till 7 o'clock. Start every show, for those of you that haven't listened in the afternoon, with the following. Elwood, buddy, how many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where are you from?
Chicago.
Chicago. We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
Different time, same great information right here on AM 720 WGN. MegaPro's phone line and text line are fully operational. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We are here until 7 o'clock to answer all of your real estate and housing challenges, questions, concerns, whatever you got. We're here. Let's go around the horn. Roy Spencer, how are you?
I'm great, David. How are you doing?
You guys been busy, baby.
We're very busy. Yes, we are.
Is it a good time to enhance somebody's waterproof somebody's basement going in the winter?
It really is the best time. It's great working weather. So it's our last hurrah for raising concrete, doing some of our outside work. But most of our work we can do year-round. But like I say, I'm going to talk about it. We're having a special in November just to help people get these year-end projects done under this year's budget.
And if our listeners want to reach out to you during the show or after the show, what's the best number to reach you in the tribe?
Reach us at 800-421-SEAL. It's 800-421-7325.
All right. Next up is Rich Dykstra Sr. How are you feeling, buddy?
Feeling good, man.
You're looking good?
100%. Doing good.
This is kind of like fool's gold weather out here. We talked about it 2 weeks ago, breaking out the winter jackets, trying to find the gloves and the winter hats. I'm coming down with the sunroof open and the windows down, listening to REO Speedwagon, thinking I'm back in high school, and like I ripped off somebody's nice car. But it's really fool's gold. Yeah. And you were out to a lot of our listeners' homes in the past couple weeks getting their furnaces ready. You get a surprise like this, and this is beautiful weather. Okay, God bless it. And according to the forecast that I've been watching, we're going to have a good run here for about 7 days.
Right.
But we all know, it's November in Chicago.
The end is coming.
And we've got a big body of water about a mile from here called Lake Michigan. And when the wind comes screaming off of Lake Michigan, crazy things happen. Record low temperatures. We get snow effect. We get lake effect snow. Thank you. Thank you, Dave. Having a tough time here. Dave Kessler in the newsroom. It's Bob. But we're going to go with Dave today because it's easier. But all of that, and a lot of our listeners are sitting back going, you know what? I was going to call Dykstra and get something set up. 70 degrees of barbecuing out here. I'm going to wait another week. And then when you wait another week, all your trucks are out, and then it's all backed up. So what do you recommend?
We don't have to do it right now. It's warm outside.
Right.
Let's just wait.
Right.
Let's just wait. And then it drops to below zero and look out.
But the best time for your crews to get out is right now.
Don't put off getting your furnace cleaned and checked.
We're going to talk about that more later in the show. If our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best number to reach out to you and your team?
1-800-421-3220.
Next to you is Dave Rampage, recent grandfather. Is that number, what, 17?
Four.
Four? I mean, your kids are like bunny rabbits. They're just like bam, 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 bam. It's like the next thing you know, you walk by something, and they're pregnant again. So it's number four.
It is.
And Kelly, your daughter, who's your boss, is at home. And the beautiful daughter, granddaughter's name is what?
Brooke.
Brooke. Everything's healthy? Everybody's good?
Everything's great.
And you have a mighty mazel tov here. We talked about it before the show. You've reached a milestone.
Yes, we have.
In the year that you're very proud of. And you want to thank all the WGN listeners.
Absolutely.
$139 for three rooms. You've eclipsed what?
$1 million in sales for the year.
For the year.
Nice. Yes,
in a COVID year, in a COVID crazy year.
Yes.
When we all thought we were going to die in March, and I'm not making light of this because it would
no.
be, We talked about it back in March. Nobody knew what we talked about last show. Nobody knew what was going on. And I had you guys out in my house in April.
Yes.
Because we were getting ready to put the house on the market. And my wife's like, I don't want anybody in our house. You know, I'm like, hey, I got to get these guys in here. We gotta clean everything. So upstairs, ordered Thai food, quarantined everybody in a bedroom. Dave and his crew started in the basement, worked its way up to the first level because I had hardwood floors everywhere else. You know, he gave me the green light to come down. Everything was clean because he used pure deionized water. you know, we could walk on it. Our couches were clean. It was beautiful and helped us sell our home in 4 days. So if our listeners want to reach out to you, we're going to dive deeper into that. If our listeners want to reach out to you, what number?
Sure, 630-990-8600.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call and text line. Joe Hogle right now is listening at home. He's not feeling well, so he's overcoming a cold, but he's going to call in right now because I have a pressing question that I get a lot, okay? And the question is, we'll tease it, why do you guys help listeners if you don't get any business out of it? Okay, I get texts and emails and calls every week. What's going on with this radio show, and why are you doing that? And we're going to answer that, Roy. I mean, we get that all the time. You know, Rich Senior here has been out in people's homes. We've had Mike Houston up on our listeners' roofs, and Joe's went out to a nice 80-year-old listener to clean her tile because she thought she had some tile challenges. It was just dirty, and Joe had nothing better to do. So that's what we do, and we're going to have Joe call in 312-981-7200. We're going to talk about what we do and why we do it, and then we're going to get over to you, Roy, with your Black Friday specials a little early. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call and text line. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. I love this song.
No, Dave, stop.
I used to, too.
It's a great song. It's a great song, right? By Chicago. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Sorry for making everybody's ears bleed there. This sounds better when they sing.
I couldn't tell the difference.
That's why they've taken my invitations to all the karaoke bars. Completely eliminated me. David Hochberg, keep moving. 312-981-7200. We got a call in line one, guys. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com for all the podcasts or previous shows, all the contact information of all of our guests and all of our experts. So I want to cover this, and I'd like everybody's participation. Hopefully this is Joe, because I'd like Joe to chime in as well. I get calls and emails and text messages all the time. Why do you guys take calls and why do you take text messages if you're not going to get business out of it, right? First of all, this isn't an infomercial. This is a helpful show where local business owners come in and answer our listeners' questions. And if our experts aren't in studio, Rich, it's happened to you a number of times. Roy, it's happened to you a number of times. Dave, I know it's happened to you. Mike Bodart last week, somebody called in with a question about their specific area of expertise. I know it's happened with Igor when Igor hasn't been on. I know it's happened with every single spot, you know, every single expert of the show. So what do? We call and we answer our listeners' questions. And there was a listener last week that texted in, had a question about something. I'm gonna butcher a breaker or something with a thermostat. He wanted to do a thermostat. It was a question, a text question that came in, and I pressed the button. I told Ashley in the production room, Ashley and Sam, I'm like, text it over to Rich, give him the number, and have him contacting the listener. Within 7 minutes, I got another text message back on the screen from the listener. Talk to Rich Senior. Thank you very much. Problem solved. Why do you do that, Rich?
That's what we do. That's why we've been in business so long. I mean, we're a service company. If we can help somebody, I mean, we don't always have to get paid to do it.
All right. And Roy, you want to chime in on that, buddy?
Yeah, I think for two reasons. I've talked before on the show, I think, about conscious capitalism. And conscious capitalists, which I'm one of, believe that you know, you operate your business for a higher purpose, not just for money. And our higher purpose of PermaSale is to make the world a better place. And that's really what we're there for. Of course, we do that, you know, by waterproofing basements, making people's homes healthier, more valuable. we also do that by, you know, giving back to our community and providing a great place to work for our tribal members, and by helping people. And so, I mean, that's what we're about. That's what, you know, that's why we show up to work. It makes us feel good and fulfilled in our work. And so, but the other thing is, you know, and again, just by being philanthropic in our community and stuff, I do that because it's the right thing to do, makes me feel good, I'm helping people. But I have to be honest with you, Dave, I can't think of an instance where I haven't helped out some cause or something where somehow it hasn't found its way back to
sure,
me.
Sure.
You know, and people say, wow, PermaSeal came out and they couldn't help me, but they gave me advice and referred me to somebody who could, and they didn't charge me or anything. And so it just sowed this goodwill. And so they end up referring, somebody else calls me, and I get business from it. So it's not why we do it, but it's a net result. And that's what conscious capitalism really, the story is, that it's actually the better way and the more profitable and sustainable way to run your business. You just go out there and try and help people. It'll come back to you, and business will take care of itself.
Dave?
Yeah, it's the right thing to do. I mean, treat people the way you want to be treated. And a small thing you don't have to charge for. You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
It's just the
100%.
Right thing to do.
And we have MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvements, on the MegaPros call line. Joe, how are you feeling, buddy?
Dave, I feel fine. You know, I'm a little bit disappointed because Roy Spencer always sounds so much more sophisticated than everything.
And he's sitting in your chair.
Conscious capitalism. That is Roy. I couldn't agree with Roy more, but I don't know if I'm as conscious as he is. He just is.
You have your moments,
smarter.
Joe.
Yeah. And then he snaps out of it. But there's been times on the show, Joe. We've been at WGN since the beginning of the year. And before that, we were another station. You know, I've been doing the show for 17 years, and Joe's been with me for four or five of those. Roy, you've been with me for about three or four of those. Rich, you joined me this year.
Dave, look what you created, right? So it's such a synergism of like minds. So that speaks to that conscious capitalism, right? So I think all of the people that are on that show think the same way. It's credible to be able to help people, right? And it's credible for all of us to be together, to refer to each other. So how much business do I do because of Roy, right? So I refer all of those things to Roy, and likewise to me. So the true experts, you're tapping the expert ability of each person
on the show,
and on the show, and it's not all of us advertise on WGN, but the show is more about that synergy. Is how can we help you? 9 times out of 10. We could tell people how to get something done, as opposed to saying, hey, Mega is the best way to go.
Right.
And or PermaSeal is the best way to go.
A perfect example of that was last week. A listener called in. She wanted to paint the back of her fireplace. She converted it from gas to what log to gas or whatever it was. And she called in Mike Bodart, Lindemann Chimney and Roofing. You know, roofing and chimney wasn't in here. So I text Mike during the break and say, hey, we have a lady who's interested in painting her fireplace. I'm not touching that. Joe wasn't here, and nobody else in here that day was an expert on that. Mike called in 3-4 minutes later, told our listener exactly what she needed to do. She wasn't handy.
Exactly what her husband needed to do.
Exactly. That's what I was getting to. Exactly what her husband that was on the couch eating some Doritos to get his rear end off the couch. Exactly what to do. And that is the power of the show. And I will give you two examples just in the past 48 hours of listeners that I helped. One was this morning. We have Big Harry, okay, down living in his bunker, who's called in. His daughter-in-law has a small loan. He wanted us to refinance. We helped her get her credit scores over 750, right? She had a very small loan. I said, listen, it's not worth it for us to do it. Recommended he go to a local branch of a bank or a credit union, take out a line of credit to pay off her loan. It's like a $60,000 loan. I told him exactly what to do. It would drop her payment about $200-$300 a month. He's like, that's great. I never thought of that. I go, well, that's great. He's like, you guys are awesome. I listen all the time. Thanks a lot. Okay, I helped Harry. Harry came to me to help his daughter-in-law, who was married to his son who recently passed away. And this is what we do. This is why we do it. We're just helping people. And then another listener called me up. His 87-year-old mother, God bless her, lives in a $300,000 house in Arizona. They were trying to get some money. Mom had a $71,000 mortgage. Two sons called me that listened to the show. They were talking about a reverse mortgage. Mom had some challenges with credit. Back and forth two or three times. I said, guys, why don't you just take out a line of credit on one of your homes and knock out mom's loan? Okay, you told me you got a lot of money. You both have a lot of equity in your home. Pop out a line of credit against your home. Pay off mom's $71,000 mortgage. Wipe it out, and you'll pick up $300 to $400 worth of cash flow. We made nothing. You know what?
You made nothing on that. But, Dave, that's what you built your brand around.
That's what we built the show
way
around.
There's way too many mortgage guys out there that all they do is they crunch numbers for you. But you have helped so many of our customers figure out what's the right thing to do. And it's not always in favor of going through you.
Right. And that's what this show, I want to stress that. Because, again, literally every single week, we have texters. What's going on here? This is ridiculous. You know. There's no way you guys are doing all this without charging anybody. The 80-year-old listener that had the challenge with her, the gentleman that had the challenge with the generator, right? He had people come in and out. You went to his house, looked it over, explained to him exactly what was going on, and take us through that, Rich.
Yeah, actually, it was his furnace. He had a company out 13 times. They couldn't fix it. I went out there with a service manager. We took all the readings on it. A simple, simple fix. The return on the side of the furnace wasn't cut big enough. So we sent a crew out there, cut it open. He hasn't had a bit of problems at all.
So when everybody asks me via text, and we get tons of texts, 312-981-7200 on the MegaPros call and text line, and we get tons of calls, 312-981-7200 on the MegaPros call line, this is what we do. This is why we're here. We're here to help our listeners. And if you want to hire us to do whatever you're doing, great. If not, the information that we provide is 100% portable. And quick, we got a break.
Yeah. So I just want to, what occasioned that question, I think, Dave, is the prototypical thing that people think about business, that we're only in it to make money. If we're not going to make money, yes, we're not interested. And that there are capitalists and businesses, sure, out there that are like that. But people tend to paint all businesses with that brush. And that's simply not the case.
It's not the case, especially with everybody involved on this show.
Amen.
Okay.
Yep.
And we bring in the experts, the local business owners of companies you've heard of on this radio station and other radio stations and on TV, and in some cases, just through word of mouth that you've heard of before, to answer your questions. And again, that's what this show is all about. That's why it's different. You have the owners and the experts, local owners of local businesses that you know and that you've seen the trucks roll around hundreds, if not hundreds of thousands of times, and to answer your questions. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGM. Coming out of the break, Roy, we're going to you with your Black Friday sales, even though it's the beginning of November, which I don't understand, but you'll explain. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGM. I like this. I don't know what it is. I'm like dancing.
Ready to go.
I'm dancing. I'm not even moving. No, it's ABBA. You know what it is? It just hit me. It's ABBA. Come on, Rich. I could totally see you in your polyester shirt down to your navel with the chain.
I didn't inhale. I didn't.
I can't believe it took me to tell you that this was ABBA and you didn't know that this was ABBA.
I didn't know. I'm a country western guy.
Please. You rocked out to ABBA back in the day. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. Let's go to Roy. Talk about all of these sales that you're having. You're trying to get into the holiday spirit about 6 weeks early, which is great. My birthday is on Christmas, by the way, in case you were wondering, which you weren't, but now you know.
What size do you wear?
It's double extra large because I have broad shoulders. 312-981-7200. And I like to have room.
Good to know.
Yeah. So what's going on with PermaSeal, and what type of opportunities do our listeners have during the next couple of weeks going into the winter? Because the winter, a lot of our listeners do not realize, when it snows, and that's how I met you the first time. I was sitting at my desk watching the Super Bowl during the blizzard about 5 years ago. Okay, I don't know who was playing. It doesn't matter, but it was a blizzard. And I called up a sales rep at the station that handled your account, and I said, get a hold of Spencer. get a hold of PermaSeal, because this 18 inches of snow that we've gotten in the past 2 weeks here is gonna melt and go into people's basements. And nobody's thinking about that now because they're so doggone cold. But eventually, all of that snow is going to melt, going to go down, and going to come into people's homes. And that's when we met. You know, we had a nice Capital Grill lunch out in Oak Brook. You know, you're a very neat eater. A lot of people need to know that. You're one of the nicest. You, Dykstra, not so much, but Roy Spencer, very neat eater. And that's how we got to know each other. And a lot of our listeners do not realize that. Winter is an excellent opportunity for the work that needs to be done to get done. And why don't you expand upon that?
Yeah, well, first of all, like you mentioned, you can have problems year-round. And like I say, the freeze-thaw cycles and frozen discharge lines and, you know, pumps fail, downspouts freeze, and, you know, you get the freak thaws and rains in the winter. But we really wanted to encourage people to get the work done now this year and, you know, tackle the problem. We can do the work year-round, but we're always trying to encourage people to deal with the problem now instead of putting it off. And so we've got a great incentive to have your work done, or at least get an estimate and get your proposal done in November. Because if you do proceed with us in November, we've got a deal set up with one of our finance companies where we can actually do the work for you with no money down, and you can pay for the work in 18 months.
Wow.
I'm good at math, but that's somewhere summer
2012. 2022?
Yeah, like that, a long time from now. That's when you can pay for it, and you do that with zero interest.
Really?
That's great.
Yeah, so it's, you know, it's tremendous finance program. The other thing we have is in conjunction with that, we're also offering up to 10% off any of your work to a maximum of $500. So you can get 10% off any work in addition to having access to this
financing.
I think it's a credit card deal, but it's, either way, it's 0% for 18 months. So anyhow, that's the incentive. So we really encourage people, like say, it's great weather for us to be out there, get it done before the holidays and stuff. And like I say, that way you don't have to worry about things going bad in the winter and you're ready before in the spring. Because I have to be honest with you, Dave, we've got a huge backlog, and we're going to have every spring we have a huge backlog. And just like Rich was saying, you know, get your furnace fixed now before you have a problem. Let's get these problems resolved before the spring rains, and because they're not going to go away. They don't get any better. They don't rust themselves shut. So, you know, you're going to deal with it. This problem's not going to go away. So now is really the best time, and we really can save you a lot of money.
312-981-7200 if you have any questions for Roy or any of the other experts in studio. We have Rich Dykstra Sr. and Dave Rampage. When do you stop doing outside work, or is it year-round?
It pretty much is year-round. Once the ground has frozen and we can't do our concrete raising anymore because the ground is actually moisture locked to the concrete and you can't raise it. So that poly level or concrete raising business goes dormant, and the outdoor part we can raise indoor slabs and warehouses and things all
inside
year round.
Garages?
Yeah, inside garages.
Okay.
We can do that throughout the year, but that part goes away. Most of the time, even outside digging, we have to dig out in the yard and we're doing yard drainage and things. That's going to wait till spring and things like that. But if we have to do some digging next to the house for a crack or something, people don't realize the dirt next to the house is actually warmer than out in the yard. And there's, you know, the frost, it can get down 3 feet deep, but it doesn't. And so, you know, we can break the ground and do what digging we need to do. So it really doesn't slow our crews down. It's raw work for our crews to be working outside. And a lot of our work is done inside. But, most of the work we can do, we can do year-round.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. If you have any questions for any of the experts in studio, we have a text message here, 708. What is the best secured credit card and why that one? I personally like Fifth Third Bank because they got a great one because I know that they report to the three credit agencies. And I also know for a fact that they are low cost. And I also know for a fact that if you're a good boy or a good girl and you pay on it, that sometime about a year to 18 months, they make it unsecured and release the money back to you. There are other secured credit cards out there that if you give $300 to $500 to, they're going to keep it and never make it an unsecured card. So that's why I like the Fifth Third Bank. And 217, you know, we talked about at the beginning of the show helping our listeners out. Lady called me, a listener down in southern Illinois. She wanted me to make sure that in a town I never heard of outside of Springfield, she wanted to make sure to let everybody know that if you live in the great state of Illinois, no matter how small of a town, and no matter where you're at in the great state of Illinois or the surrounding states, we are licensed in those states to do your loan and in 34 other states. So thank you, Donna, for the text message. She, you know, there's a perfect example. She had some challenges and she wanted to try to lower her payment, ran her credit, great credit. And long story short, she was in a 3% loan already. Couldn't help her out. Told her she was perfectly fine. Stay the course and you're all good. So that's what we did. All right, we're going to come back and talk about Dykstra and also weather-related topics with Dykstra. Phone lines are open, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGM. We're going to pay some bills and be right back. Someone else. Lay down, Sally.
There you go.
All right, country boy. This is right up your alley.
I'm not singing it.
Roy Roll. Go ahead, Roy. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com for podcasts of previous shows. We're going to talk about egress windows and water guard coming up, Roy. Let's tease our listeners for something later on in the show. But let's go over and talk about why a 35-year-old furnace is probably on its last leg. One of our listeners reached out to you. Got a good run on that little puppy, right? 35-year-old furnace?
32 years old. He said it's running like a top. Why would I want to replace it?
Because it's 32 years old.
Smithsonian was looking for it. Absolutely.
Average life.
Average life is 15 to 17 years. Uh-huh. Once you get past that, you have to really keep an eye on your furnace. Make sure you have it cleaned and checked every year. Once you start getting over to the 30 years old, obviously it's so inefficient. It's about 55% efficient.
What about parts? Where are you going to find parts on a 35-year-old?
There's only three parts you need on a furnace that old.
So really? Okay. So there's really not much going on.
Not much going on at all. Yeah, but the new ones are so much more efficient. And until you get 32 years old, you run the risk of Saturday night,
yeah,
it decides to die.
Yep.
Now you're in trouble. Somebody comes out, you have to replace your furnace, you're going to pay top buck for a low-end furnace.
Can I just say about Saturday night?
Yeah. Cause
that's what happened last Saturday night, not to me, but my father-in-law, and his furnace went out. And, of course, I called Dykstra's. I think I texted Rich or something.
Well, you texted me. You're like, hey. Yeah. I think Laura Ann texted me. Hey, or somebody did, and I shot you, Rich. I introduced you guys.
Thank you.
And then, boom. You got right over
it. No, it was amazing. I mean, Rich Jr., I think, you know, got back to me. I'll be right on it. And this is 8 o'clock on Saturday. I just thought he's going to call me Monday or something like that. And he texts me back, say, I'm on it. First thing, I'll get back to you shortly. And it's 8 o'clock Saturday night. I'm going to go to bed here. I got to stay away for a sec. He got back to me right away. Hey, I got a guy. And, wow, I think my father-in-law, it wasn't, you know, 32 below or anything like that. It wasn't an emergency per se, but, you know, my father-in-law's, he's elderly. Furnace is out. He's worried. You know, yada.
Yeah.
So anyhow, I said, well, can we do this Monday? He said, well, what's tomorrow look like? And yeah, that would work. So he got a guy out on a Sunday and sent out a great guy.
There you go.
And my wife met him, and he's just Jan. And just awesome customer experience. And I was just blown away, you know. And that's if that's the kind of service Dykstra provides, you know, wonder you guys have such a great name. It was world class. It was,
thank you,
so impressed.
Well, what a lot of listeners don't know is that when they really have to bring the heat on cold nights, I'm the backup.
Oh my!
Because I just bring the heat. I just bring it in a lot of different ways, Roy. And you know, light fires in living rooms just make people warm. Probably not too safe. Yeah. But I get people through.
There you go. JC Restoration.
Yeah. Then I call up JC, and everything's good. I get everybody involved, Roy. I mean,
But Rich brought up a good point about having to call somebody in an emergency. And, again, you know, people taking advantage of that situation, and they did just the opposite for me. So.
There you go. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 is American Pros call and text line. Do you have a lot of those calls? I mean, are there still a lot of 30-year-old furnaces and air conditioners out there, or are they going by the junkyard?
Probably 20-year. There's a lot of 20-year furnaces out there, and most of them, once we look into them, most of them are cracked. Most of them need to be replaced.
And how many of those homeowners realize that their furnace or air conditioning unit has a crack?
None of them. None of them. That's the problem.
How
would they know?
They wouldn't know, because the furnace will still operate. You turn on the heat, it'll run. But if it has a crack in the heat exchanger, if the crack gets big enough, now you've got carbon monoxide issues.
You die, and that'll kill you and your family.
Yeah. You know, and so that's why it's so important to have it checked out. It's $89, and it's only for Home Sweet Home Chicago listeners, $89, because the price has gone up.
Okay.
So make sure that you mention you heard it on the show.
What number do our listeners call to get that?
1-800-421-3220.
312-981-7200 for any type of home improvement questions. We have MegaPros Joe on the line if you have any type of question for him. How do you know how old your furnace is? 708, Mr. Dykstra. We moved into a home with what looks like a newer furnace, but we're not sure.
Not sure. What you can do is actually you can go online or you can call us with the serial number.
Okay.
The model and serial number, and we'll get you the answer while you're on the phone.
Where is the model and serial number located?
Take off the front door. There's a plate on the inside, usually a silver plate, and it'll have the make, it'll have the model, it'll have the serial, and in that serial number is the code for the date.
So everything that you need is right there.
Right there.
So our listeners should go pull the front cover off of their furnace, and that's safe to do. Even I could do that without blowing anything up. And
I don't know.
Probably. That's why you don't want me touching anything. So go down with a flashlight and a cell phone. Take a picture.
Take a picture and send us a picture or call us, and we'll get them the info right on as they wait on the phone.
Phone number?
1-800-421-3220.
Roy 224 would like to know, our home is on a slab and very cold in the winter. Will PermaSeal work? I don't know what exactly you would do to solve the slab challenge, but a cold, I think that would be more towards Rich. But can you do anything for a home that has no basement that's on a slab?
No, probably not. And I don't know. You know, a home can be cold for a lot of reasons, and Rich can get into that much better than I can. But, you know, I mean, obviously the slab is migrating some, you know, temperature up through the slab. There's not much to be done about that. Now, if it was on a crawl space or a basement, we can, by insulating that, make the floors warmer and the house inherently warmer there. And we have great products to insulate crawl spaces and basements. But if it's on a slab, no, I think their problem probably is more with the insulation and the heating, right, Rich?
Right.
Rich, you want to take a crack at that, buddy?
Yeah, usually it's the insulation. Slab homes are the worst to deal with because there's nothing you can do to correct the ductwork. A lot of the old ductwork is collapsed, so it's you're just in big trouble. A lot of times we've switched it to where the furnace, we run the ductwork up in the attic, abandon the ducts underneath the floor, and the house is much warmer, much more even.
Joe, you want to chime in on the insulation part of it?
You're talking to me now, Dave? I thought you forgot I was here.
No, I see you there on line 7. I could drop you, and then we don't have to go to you. Would you prefer that?
No, I'm sorry. I just fell asleep a little bit.
That cold medicine.
I think it's a little strong. I think it's the tequila and the cold
coating,
medicine.
The coating. Yeah.
No tequila, David. Darn it. As far as the insulation goes, Rich, I didn't know you could just abandon that ductwork. Is that true?
Yes.
And then you put a furnace back in the attic or something?
Yeah, we put a furnace in the attic. We put an upflow furnace where the furnace was, the downflow furnace was. We put an upflow furnace.
Gotcha.
And then we run the ductwork up into the attic. We fill all the registers with stone and put a skin of cement over it. So then they're sealed.
No, yeah, my experience with slabs, Dave, is you're kind of stuck. You're stuck with the plumbing. To try to reroute plumbing in a slab is tough. It's kind of there forever.
Got it. All right. Well, listen, hang tight, Joe. Go back to sleep. We'll wake you up after
all
the
right,
break.
Thanks. Can I make a sandwich or something?
Yeah, you can make a sandwich. You can do whatever you want. But after
all
the break,
thank you, Dave.
No problem, Joe. Hang tight. After the break, spotlight's on you, Mr. Rampage.
All right.
You help the listener out in Schaumburg overcome her challenges of cleaning her home, which we're going to dive into a little deeper. Coming up at 4:30, we have a special guest. We have a veteran coming in by the name of Wayne Gregory and a police officer by the name of Jason,
who is going to be talking about the Wayne Gregory Gym Boxing Gym and opportunities for veterans. It's Veterans Day coming up Wednesday. To open up a gym, and also for veterans that are experiencing trying to battle PTSD and Parkinson's, there's a program that Wayne has to help veterans and our listeners who have Parkinson's overcome those type of challenges in his gym. You are listening to the Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. We're going to pay some bills and be right back. It is Veterans Day. Montezuma. Of course, that is the Marines. We have Wayne Gregory coming in here in about a half hour. His father was a sniper in Vietnam, and he was Army. He owns a gym, a couple of gyms, but right now in the Des Plaines area, he has a gym open. We're going to be talking about that at 4:30. So if you're a veteran out there, would like to hear one of your fellow veterans talk about an opportunity for veterans to open up their own gym and to also get workouts if you have Parkinson's and PTSD, he has programs for that as well. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call and text line. Thank a veteran, by the way, on Wednesday, November 10th, because we don't have what we have unless they did what they did, fighting for our country, and a lot of men and women gave their lives for our country, so we could be here today talking about how to help you with your home. Remember that. 312-981-7200. Dave, let's talk about, and if they didn't do what they did, you're not here talking about how to help.
Thank you very much for your service.
How to help our listeners clean their homes. And I know the holidays are coming up. And
they are.
And this COVID craziness is starting to spike again.
You bet.
Do a lot of loans for a lot of medical professionals, and already the nurses have been put on notice to get ready and brace for impact because the next wave's coming. And then what happened is all you people, all the listeners out there that were locked down and couldn't keep your pants on are now having babies. First wave of babies are starting to hit. You start laughing. Do the math. Okay, March, November, December. Roy, it's 9 months. Okay, I know it's been a while, but it's 9 months. That's been a long time since I had a kid, but the last time I remember, it takes 9 months. Modern technology. But what I'm saying is all of this is going to hit at the end of the year. Holidays are coming up. We're being told you're not supposed to have your family over. What are you doing to protect our listeners when you come into their homes to clean their three room? Are you still offering the three rooms?
For $139? Yeah. The thing is with cleaning, with what we do, that is protecting you because that's how you get rid of the virus. Everything is about cleaning, washing your hands. We're cleaning the carpeting, tile and grout, area rugs, all that. So when we're in the home, we wear masks. And if you'd like us to wear shoe covers, just let us know. Some people have other requirements. We do what you need us to do when we're there.
And we quarantined our kids with Thai food up in the upstairs bedroom that didn't have any carpet because that's what, Roy, you're looking at me. I had to sell a house, okay? I have two dogs, three kids, a wife, and me, all right? Which is basically was an exponential factor of dirty, okay? So I explained to my wife, Amy's going to sell our home. Thank you, Ashley. Amy's going to sell our home. We've got to get Dave and his team in here because we have to clean our rugs with the two dogs after the winter. We got wood chips in the backyard. And my wife was very, very concerned. She was a little COVID crazy at the beginning.
Everybody was then. When you called us, everybody was canceling.
Everybody was, it was a bailing out. And I'm we got to bring you in. So wife and kids and the dogs went upstairs into one of the bedrooms. We had hardwood floors upstairs. I went out to get Thai food because that's what my wife.
That's what threw me the Thai food.
Why? Because that's what she wanted. If she said some other food, Roy, I'm running to go get it. I'm not asking any questions. Very stressful time in the Hockberg household. So I go upstairs with the Thai food. Literally 2 hours later, my basement's done. Okay, I had carpet in my basement for Mr. Floor after JC Restoration, and you came in and took out my old sump pump and put in a new sump pump. And JC Restoration restored my basement after my little mold challenge I had in my It was no good. It was like I was growing mushrooms in my in my utility closet. And then you guys came in, cleaned everything out, steam cleaned the rugs,
yes.
And then went upstairs, steam cleaned the rugs, made my furniture that we weren't selling look very nice, and it looked great. So if our listeners want more information about doing that, where do they go?
630-990-8600 or WGNclean.com.
All right, we're going to come back with Egress Windows with Roy. We're going to dive deeper into Egress Windows. Then we're at the bottom of the hour. We've got Wayne Gregory from Wayne Gregory Boxing with his friend Jason, who's a Chicago police officer. Gigantic. And my God, the guy's like three men in one. So we're going to talk to them about their boxing program and their boxing gym to help our veterans out. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call and text line. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back. If you knew that I think that maybe I'd just lay me down right 400 years. I know this one. This one, I could tell you, this was 1986, 1987. I was a sophomore in college, and I had my big Fisher speakers hanging from underneath my bed. Yeah, I was rocking it with my Monster Cable. 312-981-7200. You know Monster Cable.
Yes.
Monster Cable. Very expensive at Best Buy. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Egress Windows, Roy. What the heck is it, and why should our listeners have any type of concern over that?
Well, egress windows, more commonly probably known as an escape window in the basement, and it just as it sounds, you think, well, why do I need one? Well, almost all new homes built since 1970, it's code. If you have a basement, you probably have an egress window. But older homes, they didn't, and the basements or windows are small, and most of the time they're inoperable. Nobody's opened them. They're rusted shut and things like that. And fires do happen. A lot of basement stairs lead up into the kitchen. A lot of home fires occur in the kitchen. So if you were down in the basement or loved ones or children were and there were a fire in the kitchen, they wouldn't necessarily be able to get out of the basement.
I was not aware of that until you brought that up on one of the last shows. Yeah,
especially in older homes. A lot of times a basement
door
is off the kitchen. So, and then, of course, a lot of people have people living in their basement or sleeping in their basement and things like that. And they, too, need an emergency exit. And so that's why you need an egress window. The other reason you would have it, in addition to make it legal building code and safe for your loved ones, is just bring more natural light into a basement. You know, basements by nature are dark and damp and dank. We can actually cut either your small window and turn it into like a picture window, a large window, or we can just cut into a solid wall and just bring natural light into the basement. And it really makes it feel more like first floor living space. So it sounds like a big job, but it's really a one-day job for us. We can saw cut the concrete, excavate, put in a window well, a drain, and then when we're done, we'll put a cover over the window well and put secured locks on it so it's burglar resistant and things like that. So it's really a great way to enhance the security and the usability of your basement.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Can that be done all year round? I would assume snow and weather and sleet and weather conditions during the day that you're doing it, but Is that a temperature prohibitive type of installation for any reason?
No, not really. Our guys, again, they're tough guys, and they work in all kinds of weather. We can break the ground outside, just an area where we need to dig the window and things like that. We typically use a machine. The ground's nice and frozen. We can bring a small mini excavator to excavate for the hole and stuff like that. So, again, it's tougher on the guys. It's a one-day job, and we put up tents on the inside to control dust anyhow, which will control the temperature and things like that. So, yeah, it's a great winter project that you probably wouldn't normally think about doing windows in basement. But I'll tell you what, when we're doing excavation in winter times, our guys are happy to be down there because the ground is 55 degrees. So once you dig a hole in the ground and get past frost level, it's 55 degrees. It's pretty darn warm in that hole. Yeah.
Joe, are you seeing a lot of that when our listeners are doing home basement remodeling that they want to install windows, bring in more life, or for safety issues, buddy?
Mostly for safety issues and to get a permit. To finish a basement that doesn't have an egress window, you obviously have to put an egress window in.
And that is a permittable type of project, right? You're not just going to pop a window in. You got to go to the...
No, it's actually a code that you have to have that window in if you're going to finish your basement.
But you do have to check with the municipality. They all have different setbacks and stuff. You can't just throw a window anywhere. A lot of times it has to go, you know, on the back or the side of the house, and it can't be too close to the neighbors.
Absolutely.
Things like that. So every village has its own codes like that.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call and text line. Dave, you have guards around doors as well when you bring in your water because you have special water. You want to explain your water that you bring in and how you protect the cold from getting into a home?
Sure. We use a product called a Sealador. So when we're coming in the home, it's a canvas door with it actually has a window on it, and we can put that up. It'll keep the cold outside and the warm inside. And as far as the purified water goes, you know, the water that you have out of your tap is has a lot of impurities in it, and those impurities inhibit cleaning. So basically we bring in the purified water, and it will remove more soil.
What is the typical cost? You said three rooms for $139.
Yes.
If somebody, how do you do the add-ons? So if somebody wants to do a leather chair, if somebody wants to take care of the couch, if somebody wants to go upstairs and do beds, a lot of our listeners do not realize that you sanitize mattresses as well.
Right. So I don't know the pricing on a bed or even on leather myself. Kelly, you'd have to call Kelly.
Okay.
And actually she's waiting, so anybody can call her now if they want. As far as other rooms, I believe it's four areas is $189, five areas is $239, to that effect. But yeah, we can do anything. We can clean the mattresses. We can do the tile and grout, the carpet, any upholstery, whether it's leather or fabric.
How out are you? I mean, if they call today, can you get in next week, or are you 2-3 weeks out?
So that depends. It is getting busy. Thanksgiving is coming, and this is we're in the heart of our busy season. So if you want something done by then, call now. But, you know, it depends on where you're at and the size of the job, whether Kelly can squeeze it in.
All right, we have 219. Would love an estimate if you come to Northwest Indiana, call Randy. I don't know exactly which one. If it's for, Roy, you go to Northwest Indiana.
We do.
Okay, Dave, do you go to Northwest
Indiana? Yeah, we do. Yes,
Rick?
We do.
Okay, so 219, do me a favor, find out which one of these gentlemen.
Well, all three call them.
All three of them are going to call and just show up. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. Preventative maintenance in a furnace.
Preventive maintenance in a furnace.
Talk to me about that. I mean, especially now, we talked earlier in the show, fool's gold, 70 degrees, while people are walking around in shorts and T-shirts today, waving their flags, right? Because, as everybody knows, you know, President-elect Biden got over the 270 electoral votes, And I haven't seen this many people. We're usually down here in the morning, okay? I get down here at 8:30. Show starts typically at 10. We're usually on the road at 1. It's not too crazy. You know, I see the CPD cops' cars on every corner just, you know, for visibility. And it's not as crazy as it is now. I walk around downtown. It was like pre-COVID, and it could be the middle of June. How everybody's out, which God bless the businesses down there. Hope everybody stays safe, but God knows we need it. It's fool's gold right now, okay? Yep. It's the beginning of November. We all know we're going to get blasted. It's going to be below zero eventually. We were below. It was freezing a couple of weeks ago when we all wore our winter jackets. Now we got this Indian summer or whatever they call it, if we could still say that without getting in trouble. And then all of a sudden, whammo, we're going to get nailed. What type of things can our listeners do right now to prepare for the backslap we're going to get coming up?
Right. From that cold weather that we had, we're booked out now probably to mid-November from that last cold snap.
Wow.
So it's going to come again. And like you said, people are sitting back saying, oh, no, we're going to sit out in the backyard today. It's beautiful.
And they should.
Right, and they should. But it's going to come. The cold is going to come. We have an $89 special only for the people that...
I stress this to the listeners right now. Because like you said, I had my furnace when I owned a home checked once a year. Okay, they came out religiously. Okay, and they came out and checked it before each season. I mean, that's just how crazy I was. I wanted to check before it got cold and before it got hot, right? I want to make sure
that's the right thing to do.
I was functioning and ready to roll. That was before I met you. It's an egress window, right? 219. So 219 would like you to call to install an egress window in Northwest Indiana. See, that's not what we do.
There you go.
But I strongly recommend, and I can't stress this enough to our listeners, for safety reasons, especially for safety reasons, that crack in a furnace can kill you and your family, and you won't even realize you're dead. Because that carbon monoxide, and I'm not trying to be funny, that carbon monoxide, listen, when the power goes out, all of these yahoos go and get their generators, fire up the Honda.
In the garage.
And they put it in the garage.
Yeah.
Okay? Oh, yeah. It's good if you want to kill your family. Yeah. Carbon monoxide gets upstairs. I think you're supposed to put it
15 feet away from the house.
15 feet away from the house.
Yeah.
But a lot of people, Roy, you're looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm telling you, people that are listening to the show, who used to listen to the show, I got to state that, or maybe know people that, whatever, people that had generators would start the generators, put it in their garage.
So nobody would steal it.
Thank you. And let it run. The challenge is you put gas or diesel or whatever you're putting in there.
It's like running your car in the garage.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wake up, you're dead. Okay, well, I guess you don't wake up. I know somebody's like, idiot, you don't wake up if you're dead. Exactly. But carbon monoxide poisoning is a very serious thing right now.
It is.
And I stress to our listeners, while it's nice out, get the $88 special. All you have to do is call Home Sweet Home Chicago. Call up Dykstra, say Home Sweet Home Chicago. They'll give you the clean and check for $88.
$89.
I'll throw in the extra buck if they screw it up. It's $89, and that's what it is. I mean, it's really that simple.
Don't,
and it's for the safety of your family.
Don't wait till it gets cold.
All right. If somebody, 630, if someone got a new HVA system, furnace, and AC installed in September, should I get inspected this winter?
No.
Because it's brand new.
Brand new. Next year, though, get it done.
There you go, Deanna. From 630, her name popped up. I probably shouldn't have said Deanna, but I said it, so it's too late. I can't take it back. 312-981-7200. All right, you are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. I've got a very, very, very excited about my next guest coming up, Wayne Gregory. He was Army. His father was Marines in Vietnam. He's in here with his buddy Jason, who is a member of the Chicago Police Department. We're going to be talking about Wayne Gregory Boxing, a gym that's located in Des Plaines. He's opening one that my buddy Joe is going to be running out in Lombard starting next week. And we want to talk about boxing and how it's good for veterans. And you have a special opportunity for veterans to open their own business. And for our listeners that are experiencing Parkinson's, you have a grant that you train listeners with Parkinson's. We're going to dive deeper into this. I know you're all excited. He can't wait to get out of his chair over there. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. Veterans Day is coming up on November 10th, Wednesday. Thank a veteran for what he or she did for our country. 312-981-7200, because of what they did when they served enables us to do what we do every single day. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call and text line. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. The Army theme, in case you're wondering. This is in honor of Wayne Gregory, our guest, that he can't hear because he doesn't have a microphone. He doesn't have any headsets on. But we're playing the Army theme, Wayne. So there you go. And also, I keep screwing up. And when our text line blew up, Veterans Day is Wednesday, November 11th, not November 10th. I was bat mitzvahed on November 10th. That's why I've got that ingrained in my head. So, as a 12-year-old young Jewish boy, I was bat mitzvahed on November 10th, 1979. And then Sunday, when we celebrated with all the out-of-towners, it was Veterans Day, 11-11. So 11-11 is Veterans Day. I stand corrected. I apologize.
And only one of those things is a national holiday, just so you're clear.
Yes.
Okay.
Not my bar mitzvah. Okay. The Veterans Day. So we have Wayne Gregory in here. How are you, Wayne?
I'm great. Thanks,
man. I need to turn on your microphone, Wayne. You'd be even better if people could hear you. Hang on. There you go, Wayne. How are you, Wayne?
I'm great. Thanks that
and your microphone's still not on. Hang on, Wayne. How are you, Wayne?
I'm great. There thanks for having us on.
There you go. Okay, yes. Much better. I apologize. That's just me not knowing how to work the microphones. You served our country.
Yes.
Well, from when to when?
87 to 91.
Army?
Army.
Okay. And you, after you got out of the Army, were you a boxer in the Army?
Yes. I've been boxing since 1979.
1979.
Yeah, I was 9 years old.
9 years old.
Yep.
All through while you served our country.
Yep.
After you got out, you went professional.
Correct.
And then how'd you do there? How far did you go on the professional ranks?
So in the early 90s, I transitioned over to a sport called Muay Thai. And then that ended up going over and living in Thailand. And then I fought over there in 1997. And then I came back and I finished out my professional boxing career. I ended up with 14 professional boxing fights, 30 professional Muay Thai fights, 66 amateur boxing fights, a couple MMA fights. I'm like by definition, I'm a journeyman.
A badass.
No, journeyman.
No, it's
provided an awesome life for me.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I've been able to travel all over the place, do all kinds of things. I'm a journeyman fighter.
So professional journeyman fighter combined what? How many? 35, 40 fights?
Over 100.
Over 100.
Yeah.
Okay, that's 100 more than I ever have done,
mm-hmm.
Which kudos to you. And you've built up a following by participating in the sport, and you started to train a lot of young men and women who were idolized, or were encouraged into the sport by you, and you gave them a lot of encouragement by training them. And you've trained a lot of gold glove participants and a lot of professional boxers and a lot of professional fighters right now. You have one right now in the UFC, right? Or in the MMA?
Correct, yeah, UFC, Juliana Pena, yes.
And you're training Juliana?
Yeah, we're getting ready for a fight in Vegas in December.
Out of your facility right here in Des Plaines, Illinois?
Yeah, we just got back at the beginning of the month from Abu Dhabi. We're out at Fight Island. She fought number one in the world, Jermaine Durandamy. She made a mistake at the end. It cost her the fight, but you know that's the game.
Right, but she got to that level because of your training.
She's phenomenal.
Okay, and a local gal?
Yep.
Okay, so let's talk about your gym, and let's talk about the opportunity that you have for other veterans. Veterans Day is 11/11. Thank you, 630, for pointing it out to me. His father was a Marine. He said, my father's a Marine. Veterans Day is 11/11. You keep saying 11/10. I stand corrected. Excuse me. What opportunities do you have for veterans who are looking to start their own business, who might not be fit for the 9-to-5, who might come back with some PTSD, who might not be set up for that physical, you know, that specific 9-to-5 job? What type of opportunity do you have for these warriors out there that are looking to start their own business?
Well, that's the thing. You just hit the nail on the head as far as like an opportunity, just another opportunity for them, what we refer to as transitioning out. So obviously we're always concerned with suicide rates and everything that I've done. I've always had my father in mind. He's 100% disabled and mostly he's affected by PTSD.
Sure.
So in that, as I've built for the last 30 years, like program after program after program in training, I've consolidated everything. And then for veterans, what I'm affording them is the opportunity to open their own gym. I see them as potential entrepreneurs and employers instead of just employees, because not every veteran is going to go to work for Boeing, you know what I mean, or a financial fund, which God bless them for hiring. Some people it'll work out, but these guys aren't made for that. So usually when they come out, right, you're asking a guy that's been in for a long time to restructure his entire life, the way he thinks and the way he operates. My philosophy is like, I'm going to bring them on board if they're interested. I'm going to help them open up a gym. I'm going to give them all my programs. I'm going to show them how to get the grants, right? And I'm going to show them how to run a successful program. In a way, as you were at my facility this week and you got to train with me, you see everything is structured almost in a military or law enforcement way.
And it has to do with, as you were beating the crap out of me for an hour, it was like pushing an elephant.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I literally had to pull over twice, thought I was going to vomit on the way home. But you basically informed me while we were training. I was asking you a ton of questions. You said that your business plan and your business model is set up similar to what your training was when you were in the Army and what these men and women went through while they were serving our country. You get up at this time. This is what you do at this time. This is what happens here. And you have a regimented program, so it's a turnkey operation that they could easily implement because that's the way they live their lives for a prolonged period of time, for however many years that these men and women served our country and served our military.
That's correct. Everything's about organization and structure. And then what you end up finding is when we embed these guys into a community, whether it's law enforcement, like Jason sitting next to me, or it's military, when we embed them into the community, you start to see that people appreciate the programs. They haven't ever been exposed to the military or law enforcement, but you see that they take to it. They appreciate the way that we do things. Everything's done in a structured fashion. But in that way, anybody that's in my sport knows that you can't run everybody like robots. The way the format is created, like within a class or like training, is that it's about the trainer. I've spent the last 3 years developing unbelievable coaches, and then starting this week with the new Lombard location, you'll start to see those guys over there and have a new group coming in. It's about the coaches, but it's giving them the structure to where their personalities and how they can influence somebody is done like on a floor. But I see this as. When I have a veteran that's going to open up in Atlanta in 2021, he's a prime example. He's going to flourish there where he's failed in opportunity before, just like my father. You know, he wasn't able to keep a job at Santa Fe Railroad. You know, I mean, he couldn't do it. He ended up being a cab driver, which for a while. But I've always had him in mind and everything that he's dealt with.
Yeah, go ahead. You know, and I want to bring Jason on because Jason, you're Chicago Police.
Correct.
God knows that. Thank you and the men and women. Throughout all law enforcement in this area, ISP, CPD, ABCD, EFG, all the cops, all the first responders, you've been a little busy this past 8 months with all the nonsense going on.
Just a little bit, yeah.
And as Wayne was explaining how the regiment helps psychologically, and you were sitting there off camera and off screen and off mic, shaking your head. What clicked in your head with the regimental training, and how does that impact you as a Chicago police officer?
Well, I've been training with Wayne since 2010, and then we opened up our business, Gregory Boxing, in 2017. And I would have to say I was drawn to the structure. And maybe more importantly, was the camaraderie of the people that were in there. I would say half of our members right now, maybe a little more, are maybe not all law enforcement, but first responders for sure. I think everybody's drawn to the structure. But just on a personal level, going to the gym with all the stress going on and everything that's going on nowadays on the street, it is nice to go into somewhere where everybody understands what you're going through.
Safe.
It's safe, and you get to punch something, whether it be somebody or a bag or whatever it may be, and get some stress out. I think that's happy life for everybody involved.
And you two are business partners in the gym in Des Plaines.
Right. Correct, yeah.
All right, and we're going to come back, talk more about your opportunities for our listeners who know somebody with Parkinson's, because you developed the program, for opportunities for our listeners who know somebody that came back with PTSD, because we're losing veterans at a clip of over 30 a day because of suicide. And we need to stop that, and we need to address that. And also, with the programs, other programs that you have available for our listeners. But we got to take a quick break, because we've got ROCK and the USA on. I can't think. It's not Rick Springfield. Come on. Bruce Springsteen. Thank you. Right? Yeah. This is, again, 1980-something. 312-981-7200. Roy remembers in his Mustang driving down Lakeshore Drive with a top down. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Some are black and some are white. And they ain't too proud to sleep on the floor tonight. When Ashley's working the board, you get music like this, right? You get nice, relaxing music. I don't know who this is. And by the way, I made a mistake, another mistake. I call Dave, Bob. I call Bob, Dave, Bob Kessler, Dave Kessler. I said Veterans Day was on November 10th. It's really November 11th. And I said that was Springsteen. It was John Mellon, Cougar Mellencamp. Going to the break. It's this nighttime thing throws me off, Roy. You know I'm better than that. 312-981-7200. We have a new sponsor of the show, a new expert, Alarm Monitoring Incorporated. You just heard the new commercial. We're going to be talking about them more about them during the break. But if MegaPros Joe does a job for you, they are offering to install a free basic security system at your business or your home at no charge, which is a $500 value. If you'd like more information, call Michael Kaplan at 847-208-6856. We're going to talk about more about Michael Kaplan's company, Alarm Monitoring Incorporated, later on in the show. But let's get back to Wayne and let's get back to Jason. Let's talk about the program because we've got 5 minutes before the break. I want to talk about the opportunities for the program that you put together for our listeners that are experiencing PTSD and also our listeners that are experiencing Parkinson's, and that the program with the Parkinson's, how does it work? And it is complimentary because you have a grant from Rush Hospital and the Parkinson's Foundation. So dive deep into that for about a minute, then go into the PTSD because we're losing these men and women at 30 a day. You know,
alarming rates. Yes.
It's not right. Okay, you know, for a country of over 300 million, that's the richest and most, you know, advanced country in the world, we need to do more to help these men and women that come back and are sitting in their basements just having challenges and they feel there's no hope that they're killing themselves. It's sad, and we need to do something as a country. So let's talk about what you're doing for Parkinson's, then dive deep into the PTSD. So what's going on with Parkinson's? How'd you get involved in that?
Okay, so I had a member that had Parkinson's. I saw Parkinson's people start to embrace boxing probably in the late 90s, and then there's a popular boxing program for people with Parkinson's called Rocksteady. That's just it's a different program. I can't vet or everything that they do, but it is a wonderful program. My program is 12 weeks, and I usually take 12 individuals. I do it three times a year. So the Displains location has its own program, and then Lombard has its own program, and everything's paid for by Rush Medical Center and the Parkinson's Foundation.
So it's free?
It's free.
Okay.
So basically, what is it? It's a program. It's the AMP project. It's accelerated movement for Parkinson's. What my theory is, or sometimes things are very simple in the sense that these people are being deprived of dopamine, right, which causes rigidity. Any exercise is going to help. What I've done with boxing is break it down in specific movements in a goal to like try to give them new movements. So in a way, it's like, all right, here, Parkinson's is trying to steal movement from you, right? So I'm going to give you a new movement and a new movement. So it's like a chase. So in that, we're about to have some this last group that ends on November 30th. There, it's a study as well, so I'm going to wait for the results of that mm-hmm. study, and then we'll have a new group in late January, so anybody that's interested is free of charge. You can go to our website, gregoryboxing.com, and you'll see the AMP projects on there. You can follow through, and we'll get you in if it's something that you want.
PTSD, what are you doing to help the men and women that come back with all of these challenges that are sitting in their basement not knowing what to do and are thinking about suicide?
So in regards to the PTSD and dealing with that, once we're known as a place of like military and law enforcement in our structure, they usually find me. You know what I mean? And my personality isn't for everybody, but the ones that I do have, like I appreciate them. They love what we do. Anybody suffering from PTSD is more welcome to reach out to me or our facility, and we'll work with them, ingraining them or embedding them into our facility. That's something that we obviously it touches my heart because right. of my father.
Sure.
That's something I take very seriously. As far as like putting a PTSD class on a schedule and stuff like that, I try to stay away from that. We just try to embed them in the regular population and then get them going that way.
And if they need help financially to get in, you're more than willing to work with them.
Absolutely.
And let's go back to, and I don't want, you know, Jason sitting there because I parked my car in his district and I don't need any more tickets.
A couple times
about 14.
Yeah.
And I beat every one of them. So, but let's get off that topic. I don't need anybody knowing. The first responders program that you guys have, you have a special Home Sweet Home Chicago offer. Any first responder listening out there that wants to try out your gym, complimentary the first time, it's complimentary as long as they just stop in and say Home Sweet Home Chicago. You're
absolutely
more than willing to help them work out and give them a workout for free just to show them what it's all about, like I did on Thursday, and you almost killed me.
Absolutely, but, yep.
Nice
yep.
advertisement there.
No. No. Yeah.
Come on in.
Yeah. No, in a good way. Well, look at me. I'm 270, completely out of shape. I mean, this guy benches Volkswagens, all right? But it helps the men and women, like you said. You get to go into a safe place with their fellow
sure.
with their fellow first responders. Listen, I could talk to you. I could say thank you, which I do all the time. But I'm not out there having people spit at me.
Right.
I'm not out there having people swear at me and call me names. And that you want to, you know, give them a 1, 2, 3, 4.
Right.
As as Greg told me, even though I did it 2, 4, 6, 8, and I was completely all over the place. There's not even an 8, but I did an 8.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I know. It's very good. I invented an 8 as I'm falling over. But the men and women on the front line, it's a great stress relief. It's a mental catch to a reset. And where should they go to get more information about the gym and to learn about the free opportunity and to learn about franchising?
Well, there's no question about it. It's a stress relief, right? There's no question about that. And then you just go to gregoryboxing.com. That's our website. You can find myself or Wayne Gregory on Facebook. And then we'd love to have you for sure. So we look forward to whoever wants to try a class. It doesn't cost you anything. We'd love to help you out.
Well, thank you for what you do, CBD, and your men and your brothers and sisters every day in law enforcement. Thank you for your service and what you guys both are doing with the gym for our veterans and our first responders and for our listeners experiencing Parkinson's. You go to WayneGregoryBoxing.com. WayneGregoryBoxing.com.
GregoryBoxing.com.
Don't go to Wayne Gregory Boxing. Go to GregoryBoxing.com.
That's 4 mistakes.
Yeah, that's 4. Thanks for keeping track. GregoryBoxing.com. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
With each word, your tenderness grows.
Yeah. A little Chaka Khan. Probably not. First name that came to my head. 312-98.
Willie Nelson.
I know it's not Willie Nelson. Yeah, right. Of course, it's Whitney Houston. I was only joking. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. I just want to clean up some things about GregoryBoxing.com. It's a gym open to anybody that wants to box, not just for first responder, not just for our listeners with PTSD. It is a gym that you could go to get a great workout, no matter what level. Skill level of boxing or Muay Thai or anything like that. You could use whatever. I don't even know what it is. But
I was going to ask him what Muay Thai. I was afraid I couldn't pronounce
Muay
it, so Thai, I didn't ask.
Sammy knows. He knows all that stuff. It's a type of Thai boxing martial arts type of fighting that's highly specific, and you could really get your head knocked off if you don't know what you're doing. But it's a gym in Des Plaines, super clean. Super, super clean that you don't have to worry about getting anything. Everybody's spaced out. And if you want a great workout, I was in there. I got there at 5:30 on Thursday morning. And he walked me around the gym, showed me everything. We went through an hour workout, an abbreviated workout of what he does with his students. So this is for anybody. He trains little students from age 5, 6 on up. Parents come in. He has a stand set up outside where they can watch from the outside their kids working out. It's a great stress relief. It's a great workout for not only first responders and our veterans who are coming home who are in the basement contemplating suicide or have PTSD, or our listeners who have Parkinson's. So it's all different levels of skill. And again, not everybody, it's like Roy was asking me a question during the break about, you know, it might not be for everybody to own a place, but you could go to become a trainer and learn to become a trainer and help them out.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're just starting out, he teams you up with other individuals who are just starting out. So it's a great opportunity. One of my friends, Joe Phelan, is opening up the gym. He left the mortgage industry and opened up a boxing gym because he went to a couple of classes, Wayne's classes. He got hooked, and he's like, this is what I want to do. I want to help others. He lost 40 pounds. He looks great.
That's great.
And he wants to help first responders. He wants to help listeners with Parkinson's, and he wants to build his own business to help people get into a better state of mind, get into better shape. And this whole COVID thing, I gained 20 pounds, lost it. I mean, it's tough. I mean, I sat around and did what? I burned through, you know, pretzel twists, honey pretzel twists, which were delicious. And just alone, then you put them in peanut butter and they were even better. Yeah, Roy, you think you put on 20 pounds easily? You got to throw peanut butter and everything. 312-981-7200. So if you're interested in learning more about Gregory Boxing, his name is Wayne. And his friend is Jason. They're business partners. And my buddy Joe Phelan's opening up in the gym in Lombard. You can go to Gregory, GREGGORY, boxing.com. I have him coming on with John Williams on Veterans Day to talk more about his gym and his opportunity. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. One of our texters, Roy, on the MegaPros call and text line, 312-981-7200, asked, what does a ballpark cost of installing an egress window?
Well, there are obviously, there's always depends on factors, you know, how deep the window is and, you know, where it's going to be, what city permit costs, things like that. But generally, you know, we have to dig down, you know, 6 to 8 feet outside and then cut through concrete and install a window and a cover and things. It's involved, even though, like I say, we can get the whole thing done in a day. You're probably looking somewhere in the neighborhood of, you know, $4,000 to $7,000, you know, okay, all in, depending. It's a pretty wide range, but again, it's a significant improvement and mentioned gets you up to code, so sometimes it just has to be done, and B, you are going to get other benefits by, you know, the safety and more natural light in your basement. So I think it's a good investment for a home for the right people.
312-981-7200 is a call and text line. Dave, we have a text message here from 630. Just wanted to give a recommendation for Dave/Executive Green and his staff. They did the aisle carpeting at St. Michael's Church in Old Town and did an outstanding job. How long ago did you do that job?
That was, I think, about a month ago.
Big listener of the show.
Yes, they listen all the time. And, yeah, it was a really good job, really beautiful church. Yeah.
A lot of our listeners do not realize that you have a commercial arm that does commercial cleaning. Can you let our listeners know about that?
Oh, we do a lot of commercial cleaning also, and it's us. It's still us.
I can vouch for that. Yeah, actually, he came out to our office, and Dave came out to give us the estimate. And we have our new facility, a beautiful new facility in Burr Ridge, which is 2 years old. It's already got coffee stains and things like that. And so I'm thinking, well, you know, I knew there were some spots. And I thought, well, can we just do that? And I thought, well, surely Dave's going to recommend we clean the whole office. But no, and he came in and said, no, you just need these spots. And he did a tremendous job.
It's amazing.
Type thing. So I couldn't be more pleased. You know, just very great customer service.
312-981-7200. What percentage of your business is commercial?
Oh, we're probably 80% residential, 20% commercial.
And what type of services on the commercial side do you provide other than carpet cleaning and Roy's shop?
It's basically carpet cleaning, tile and grout cleaning. You know, we can do obviously the chairs, you know, whatever's fabric, that kind of thing. That's mainly what we do.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call and text line. We're going to take a quick break here. Let's talk about air quality. That seems to be a huge topic right now with air purifiers. I went out, you know, we have a very small office. I don't own the office, and I was reading stuff on COVID, how it's spiking, and a lot of it has to do with the quality of air. So I went online and bought 5 or 6 of these small pocket, if you will, I don't know, 12-inch in diameter, 6-inch, 8-inch high office air purifiers for everybody's office. And I told everybody, don't come in anybody's office, just stand at the door. And that's what we're doing at our office in order to get around this. But for homes and businesses, there's an opportunity to install air purification systems that will put the family and all their workers in a better position to not catch this virus.
We actually just donated 20 air scrubbers to a school in Tinley Park.
Really?
Yeah, my granddaughter goes there.
Well, okay.
We took care of these. The air scrubbers will take care of up to 3,000 square feet each.
All right, let's talk about more of that after the break. 3-1, because we have REO Speedwagon. I know this because I love REO Speedwagon. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call and text line. We're going to pay some bills, come back and talk about air scrubbers and air purification systems after these messages.
Garage need repairing? This is Jack Patak, project manager at FixMyGarage.com. Fall is here. Prepare for the changing weather with our fall season specials. Take advantage of our $99 garage door tune-up, which includes rebalancing the garage door, checking and inspecting all moving parts, lubing the tracks, and replacing the existing rollers. Need a new garage door? We have new non-insulated two-car garage doors with tracks, springs, and rollers starting at $995, including installation. Make sure your garage door opener is working properly. We have new openers starting at $299 installed. And if you need garage remodeling before the end of the year, we also offer garage siding, cabinets, and more. Go to fixmygarage.com or call us at 847-998-5555. All of our work is guaranteed with our in-house service department. Again, that's fixmygarage.com or call us 847-998-5555. Get your repairs done now so you're not left out in the cold. It's your garage, but our commitment to fix it.
If you are purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender. Today, meet Stacy, business owner and divorced mother of three girls living in a $400,000 home in the Western Burbs. Team Hochberg loan officer Sarah Ruffer helped Stacy cash out $85,000, pay off the second mortgage her ex was still on, eliminate all her credit card debt, and reduced her payments $450 a month. Let's review. Before calling Team Hochberg, Stacy's ex was pressuring her to remove his name from their old mortgage and was loaded with debt. After calling Team Hochberg, Stacy eliminated the stress of her ex, paid off all their debt, and saved over $5,000 a year. If you'd like to refinance to satisfy your divorce decree and pay off debt like Stacy, call Team Hochberg now at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Tune into Home Sweet Home Chicago, hosted by me, Saturdays at 10 a.m. Homesite Financial Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 112-4061. I would like to introduce you to my good friend Jim Work from Silverthorne Home Builders. Jim and his team specialize in building semi-custom homes in DeKalb, Genoa, Hampshire, Elgin, and Sycamore. Over the past decade, Silverthorne Home Builders has built over 300 homes and has built an outstanding reputation as a conscientious builder who builds quality homes. Instead of buying an existing home, invest in a Silverthorne semi-custom home, which allows you to design and build your home exactly the way you want at a fraction of what custom home builders would charge. Standard features include hardwood floors, premium kitchens with 42-inch cabinets, granite countertops, three-car garages, and a full basement. Call my buddy Jimmy Work at 815-526-7735. That's 815-526-7735. To learn more about Silverthorne Home Builders inventory of semi-custom homes, call Jim right now at 815-526-7735. And make sure you tell Jim I told you to call.
This week on Chicago's Best, calling all carnivores. The smokers are full and the grills are fired up. It's Chicago's Best Meat Lovers, Sunday night at 10:30 on WGN-TV.
I need to go to the ophthalmologist and I need to come in to see him. I think he wants you.
Okay, so you're heartbroken.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com to get all of the contact information of everybody on this fine radio show. Let's talk about air quality, because that seems to be the big buzzword going into the winter, because we're seeing spike in the cases of COVID. Okay, it's not going away. It's not disappearing. We're going into the winter full frontal. I do a lot of loans for nurses. All of the nurses I've done loans for want me to try to get their loans done as soon as possible, because they've already been put on notice that December is going to be a horrible month and they better be on notice and brace for impact. So that's just a fact. And also, you have, like I mentioned earlier, all of you listeners out there that couldn't control yourselves and are going to have babies now 9 months later, and there's going to be a baby cycle going on. I got that taken care of a couple of years ago, Roy, in case you were wondering.
We weren't.
Okay, well, in case you were, okay, for listeners out there, it's a simple procedure, but air quality seems to be the buzzword, yeah. Okay? And we were talking during the break. And Dave's got a story about fogging and how that's a joke. And but let's talk about air quality and why our listeners should be worried and concerned about air quality and how they can improve the air quality, not only in their homes for their families, but also their businesses for their employees.
Right. There's several ways. We had talked earlier with the UV lights. They work like a top, but they do have to be replaced once a year. So there's a maintenance item with that.
Does that go right on the air intake? Or
it
how
goes
that
right work? Into the ductwork.
It's right in the
ductwork.
And how does it work?
Well, it produces ozone. They okay. produce ozone, and it kills the particles. Any active bacteria it will
really?
Kill. Yeah.
Okay.
The best device is called an iWave. It goes into cold air return, down in the blower compartment, so it treats all the air coming through the house. It doesn't. There's nothing that has to be. There's no bulbs to change. It cleans itself. It maintains itself. It's a one and done. It produces. It's an ion generator, so it produces negative and positive ions. So it kills all the bacteria. It sucks the oxygen out of them.
And how much does that cost? What type of investment? Is that?
Installed, it's $895.
$895.
It's not bad at all.
Not bad at all. Yeah.
Not bad at all.
So wait a minute. An $895 piece of equipment will kill the bacteria in your house on a continual basis.
Continual basis.
And what type of service does that need?
None.
None.
None. It's self-cleaning. It maintains itself. There's nothing you have to do. It's the beauty of this thing.
Why aren't we hearing more about this?
Well, you're here. You do hear about it, but not to the extent that I'd like to have it.
Okay, well, let's push it out.
Yeah.
$895.
It's called an iWave is the brand. Then there's Air Scrubber for commercial.
Okay.
Those will you can put them in the corner of a room. You can put them on a file cabinet, and you can set the cycle. You can set everything. There's a filter that has to be cleaned on it, but it'll handle up to 3,000 square feet per unit. And those are basically the same price. They're $925. For those.
Would that work in gyms?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It'll work anywhere.
So 3,000 square feet.
Right.
How often do you have to clean the
filter? Depends on the activity. Like in a gym, it's pretty active, probably once a week.
Once a week.
Yeah.
And how do you clean it? Is it a hose? You
just wash it off.
Just wash it off.
Yeah.
And how much is that unit?
That's $925.
$925.
$925. It plugs in.
Plugs in.
Plugs in.
Really?
I'm with you. I
have you ever heard this? I mean,
no. And all this hubbub we're hearing about this pervasive problem indoor air quality in restaurants and every place else. Nobody's saying, well, yeah, here's a solution. We can scrub all the air and kill all the viruses in the air for less than $1,000. That's crazy. You know, that sounds super simplistic.
I'm buying one. No, I'm serious.
I mean, they work like a top.
You sell them?
Yes, we do.
Okay, you just sold one.
Okay.
So I need one.
All right.
I'm being 100% serious. Yeah. I had no idea. I've got these little Pischke units in everybody's office, which can't hurt.
Yeah.
Right? But if you got the big mother load that you could put in the main office, our office is 2,500 square feet. It's nothing.
It'll take care
perfect.
Of it.
You want? Yeah, one unit.
One unit. I had no idea.
I mean, yeah.
For rooftop units, commercially, we do commercial work as well. There's a unit, an iWave unit, that can be put in a rooftop unit to handle multiple units.
In commercial settings?
Commercial settings, right.
And how much is that?
Those are $1,200.
$1,200?
Yeah. Installed.
So if you're a commercial property owner who's sucking air right now because everybody's scared to death, you could put one of these scrubbers or enhance or air purification systems and say that market that as part of the lease that you're going to be offering, that you have this within your air duct system.
Exactly.
In your air conditioning system.
Right. And Carrier has the Infinity Air Cleaner that captures and kills. It's not an electronic air cleaner that the old, that had the collector plates that you take out and wash them or put them in a dishwasher to clean them, whatever. This has a cartridge filter that has to be changed probably every 6 to 8 months, but it captures and kills any bacteria.
Why is this not like front and center? And I'm being 100% serious. It's really upsetting. You have businesses, restaurants out there, if you know less than 3,000 square feet, or even if they're like 10,000 square feet, would be more than willing to spend, not even spend, it's investing $3,000 in equipment so they could stay open and put partitions up.
Yep.
Why are we not hearing about this, and why isn't it more in the mainstream and out in the public?
It's amazing. I have no explanation for that. I mean, we do our best to get it out.
Excuse me, Dave?
Yeah, Joe?
I know several restaurants that are putting those in or have put them in.
And is it working?
Meaning they're in and they're up and they're making it cleaner.
Yeah. No, I mean, it was a bad term phrase of a question. Are they using that to promote it to their clients and their customers?
No, they're not promoting it. You know, and that's part of the problem. We're in process of supporting several restaurants for exactly that fact.
But
they are clean and they are getting cleaner.
But if you're a restaurant, right, and you're a business owner in a restaurant, and you're having
a lot of them are doing it, Dave.
But they're not promoting it, saying that we've got these scrubbers in here, and we're cleaning the air. I have yet to see one, Joe, and I've got a ton of friends who own restaurants, and not one of them are mentioning, hey, we have this system in here. We're cleaning the air. Yeah. Listen, if you have a 3,000 square foot restaurant, I'd put two in.
Yeah.
Okay? I'd put one in each corner and say, hey, we've got enough to cover 6,000 square feet. Go ahead, Roy.
When you walk in the morning, too, it's like a wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I know I can't get political. I'm not getting political. I'm just curious why, they have all these rules about how a restaurant, where you can seat, how you handle this, how do they not make it mandatory that you have one of these scrubbers?
I never
if you want to open your restaurant, keep your restaurant open, you have to have one of these scrubbers, which automatically makes the air, safer. And that's the whole thing with restaurants. So how is that just not mandatory with all these other regulations? That's what I'm talking about. Right. I don't get it.
Right. If you own a restaurant,
you're exactly right. They're not doing a good enough job promoting it. That's true, but it's not even sanctioned or considered.
Well, listen, I got to hit a break, Joe. Hang on, buddy. I got to hit a break, but hang tight. Because if you're a business owner, a restaurant owner, and you have these scrubbers in your restaurant, are you promoting it? Call in. Let us know. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. '70s, Jackson 5. Thank you. You're very welcome. This is all
ding,
Ashley.
Ding, ding, ding. Got it right.
I got one right.
Got one right.
312, right. And she didn't even buzz it in my ear. 312-981-7200 from MegaPro's call and text line. Got a text here on my cell phone from 309. Longtime listener and love your show, which gets your text read right away. doesn't the air scrubbers only eliminate bacteria? So they won't help. They won't help with the COVID virus question. Correct. Thanks, Rich.
Yep. No, it will kill the virus. It does kill the virus. It's not a filter. It's not like a filter in your furnace. All it does is treat the air, cycles the air through the unit, and it will kill the virus.
There's a lot of scumbags and a lot of scams going on right now. A lot of it has to do with your industry, David Rampage.
Our industry is the worst.
And I hear a lot of things that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Use this, and it'll kill the virus 99%, 99.9%. Fogging machines. Can you explain what that's all about and if they work, if it's real, if it's BS? What's going on with fogging
machines? So when this virus came out, everybody started grabbing their foggers and grabbing a disinfectant and spraying or fogging and charging a lot of money for it. It doesn't do a thing. In the label is the law. So basically, if you get a disinfectant, it'll tell you most everything has a 2-minute to 10-minute kill time. So basically what you have to do is you have to take the product, you have to wipe it on the surface and leave it wet as long as the product you're using tells you to leave it there.
Which is typically what? I mean, you're in the industry.
Well, it depends. It depends on the product you buy. It's either could be anywhere from 2 minutes up to 10 minutes.
So you have to keep the surface wet 2 minutes to 10 minutes?
Depending on what that product you're using says, yes. That is the law. But if you don't do that, you're breaking the law. You're not doing anything.
I'm laughing because after like a couple of minutes, things dry. I mean, like if you spray it on, it's not going to take 10 minutes. It's not going to stay wet for 10 minutes unless you're constantly spraying it down and you keep it wet for 10 minutes. Right.
So basically, the companies that do it right, they're basically taking like an airless paint sprayer and they're running the products, which, you have to make sure the products are safe for computer screens and all that stuff that you're using. And you can spray the product. You have to leave it wet for as long as the product you're using says. Then you have to wipe everything. If you're not wiping everything also, you're not finishing the job. So if you're just fogging the air, you're not doing anything.
Which a lot of these companies that are advertising.
They're charging a lot of money, fogging the air, maybe wiping a few little things really quick and getting out of there, and they're ripping you off flat out. the government's starting to go after people. In Utah, they're doing it big time right now, and they're saying they're going to be sweeping the whole U.S. going after companies that do this.
Well, how do they advertise to suck our listeners in, and what should our listeners be cautious of when they hear this? Because, listen, there's businesses out there that will do anything right now, right?
Way to make money, you bet.
Well, to stay open. Number one, stay open, the honest people. And then the scumbags, like we talked about earlier, will make a buck doing anything. I just want to keep my employees safe, you know, and if I could bring in for $900, $1,000, have this scrubber that's going to take 3,000 square feet out, I'm going to buy, done. I mean, it's going to be delivered to my office next week, or I'll meet Rich at his shop, pick it up, and plug it in, because I want myself and my employees to be safe.
Right.
Okay? I mean, we're keeping social distancing, okay? Listen, we're doing mortgages, for God's sakes. We're not splitting atoms, okay? It's not like we have to be on top of each other to do a loan, okay? I'm like, stay at the, you know, don't cross the threshold of my office. You stay in your office, and we'll talk, right? I mean, it's nice and safe, but the scumbags that are taking advantage, which really frosts me, because you are taking advantage of people in vulnerable situations right now who are not thinking properly because they've had a hell of a year, a hell of a bad year, and their businesses are teetering on the brink of failure, and they'll do anything to keep it open. And you got these, you know, storm chasers, for lack of a better term.
That's what they are.
Coming in, offering you the world, spraying this crap around. It's not doing anything, taking your money and running.
Right. So let's first talk about the virus. It's basically a fat cell. So basically you have a shell of fat, and you basically have to break that shell of fat up. And once you do that, you dismantle the virus, and it's no longer, you don't kill it. It's not a living thing, but it's no longer able to do anything.
Okay.
So
is that why you have to wash your hands?
That's why you have to wash your hands. Right. So you could, like, in your own home or business, you can use 75% rubbing alcohol, and that'll do it also. But I believe that's 10 minutes. You got to leave it on 10 minutes wet, and you got to wipe it then. So basically, as long as you clean your surfaces that you touch, you know, you go into your office and you think of your keyboard, maybe the computer screen, the mouse, whatever, wipe those things, the light switches, all that fun stuff. Wipe all that stuff down every day. And, you know, let it stay wet for the 10 minutes. You could use the rubbing alcohol.
I got to stop you right there. Nobody knows that you have to leave, you know, I'll say Lysol or whatever, cleaning
product. Yeah, you could, right.
Everybody, I have something you spray down. You have the wipes. Yeah. You put it on, you wipe it off, and you're done. Nobody has ever told me it has to stay wet for 2 minutes or 10 minutes.
No. Right.
Maybe I'm not reading the fine print, but I don't think anybody I know of knows to do that until I just heard it from Dave.
Yeah.
You got to leave it wet and then wipe it down later. I thought it was just, you spray it on, you wipe it off, we're done. Right?
That's what Dave does for a living. I mean,
anybody can do this. It's not, you know, you don't have to be a rocket scientist. You know, just read the label on what you buy. Huh. And if you don't know, you can look it up.
Right.
Go on the internet. And then just wipe it down. Get it wet, wipe it down. Anything you would touch.
How do you get it? So when you're cleaning upholstery, right, and you're cleaning area rugs, what do you do? So that cleaning process kills any type of...
Yeah, so basically we use peroxide in our cleaning solution. So peroxide right there is on the CDC website for a disinfectant, and will kill it. So basically we use peroxide, we give it the dwell time that's needed, and we agitate everything that we clean. So we're following that full procedure on anything that we clean.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. Nice text here from the 708. What a lovely distraction from the news today. Perfect listening this evening. Love Home Sweet Home. Thank you very much. It's very nice. A lot of
me
news.
Me too.
And Joe. Yeah, and then that came from Joe's like burner phone. Listen, a lot of, you know, you listen. Some people are happy about the news today about the presidential election. Some people are down. You know, all I could say is this, right? We're all Americans. I voted in 7-8 different elections. I didn't vote for some people that became presidents. I voted for some that did and voted for some that didn't. We're all Americans. We're all civil. You might not like the guy that got voted in, but you know what? He's our president. Just like Trump was our president. People didn't like, or, you know, some people hated Trump. He's our president now, okay? President-elect. We got to rally. We're a big country. Let's all band together.
Life will move on.
And move forward. There hasn't been one president that has stopped me.
I just said me too because I like Home Sweet Home.
Oh, of course you do. I know you do. But I'm just saying that, okay. You know, there hasn't been a president elected that has stopped Rich from installing or taking care of heating and air conditioners. There hasn't been a president elected that has stopped Roy from helping homeowners with their basement flood. There hasn't been one president or governor that stopped you,
no.
Dave, from cleaning our listeners' home. And there isn't one president that's been elected in the past 20 years I've been doing mortgages that has stopped me or hindered me from helping our listeners secure a mortgage against their home.
Right.
Okay. Let's
just because we wouldn't let them. Do you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Because Joe would storm the White House.
We're Americans.
We're Americans. All right. Hey, you are.
We're Americans. Nobody's going to stop us from doing what we do. Do you
right.
understand?
Which is whatever anything Joe wants to do. 312-981-7200.
Exactly right.
312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. You're all looking at me like who's it's Jackson Brown for God's sakes. 312-981-7200.
Duh.
312-981-7200. It helps when Ashley's telling me the band yeah. also. 312-981-7200. I have no idea. I finally said, who's coming up? Jackson Brown. Okay, I'll make myself.
Hey, Ted Williams hit 400 and he was a hero. So leave him alone.
Leave him alone. Leave me alone. Right. I'm getting close. I'm up 200 so far on the show. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 is American Pro's call and text line. We'd like to bring up different types of topics during the show that our listeners and the host might not be familiar with, like air scrubbers, which will be in our office next week. But Roy brought up something during one of the breaks about water guarding. And I'm like, what the heck is water guarding? And you're like, all right, let's talk about it, you know, during the next segment. So what is water guarding? Why should our listeners have any type of interest in this, and how does it play into a homeowner's foundation or preventative maintenance schedules?
Okay, great. It's water guard.
Sorry.
Not the verb. I guess water guard does water guarding. I did a quick poll in the room, and nobody knows what water guard is, and why would they? It's a patented product that PermaSeal installs. Most people, though, do have heard of drain tile, and if you've ever had drain tile installed in your home, you know what it is, and you've never forgotten it. Like say, it's akin to a root canal. You know, like, whoa, that was painful and expensive, and I don't want to ever do that again. And most times you don't if it's done properly. It's a permanent repair. But if there was a less intrusive, less painful, less expensive process to do to solve the same problem, you probably would have certainly considered it, probably have done it. And that's what WaterGuard is. It's an alternative to drain tile. So I know a lot of people who were told that they need drain tile, and they see what's involved with it, they say, you know, I'd rather live with the water. I'd rather mop up the water than go yeah. through that. You know, even if the money notwithstanding, it's just the mess and intrusiveness. And
because to put drain tile in, you have to break up your basement floor and run a whole set of drain tile, the tile system, underneath the current floor. That's yeah. a lot of jackhammering, a lot of sledgehammering.
Tons of material yes. moving in and out of your basement. We break open the floor, and we do this every day.
Yeah.
And it's required. In some cities, it's just code. You have to put in drain tile to solve the problem. But you have to break out the floor 12 to 14 inches wide all the way around the perimeter,
yep.
dig a trench a foot deep, take out tons of dirt, bring in tons of pipe and gravel, re-cement the floor. It's a big job, okay?
And it's taken out in 5-gallon buckets at a time.
It's yes.
Yes. It's a lot of work.
There's no magic bullet out there. Okay. But there is an alternative in towns where it is allowed. And, you know, like I say, there's towns that just, it's not code, so we're not going to allow it. But most towns do allow it. And where the situation is right, where you're only getting seepage around the cove where the floor and the wall meet, which is where most people get it when they get hydrostatic pressure from underneath. It usually manifests itself where the floor and wall meet. If you're getting water right up through the middle floor through cracks, then yes, you do have to do drain tile. But if you're getting around the cove, which probably 70-80% of people, when they get floor seepage, is coming around the edges, you can install water guard. And the difference there is, instead of breaking out the floor 12 to 14 inches, we break out the floor about 4 to 6 inches.
Nice.
Just a little bit. And so we're just moving a little bit of concrete. We're not taking out tons of dirt. We're not bringing in tons of gravel. And basically, the systems, you know, the water guard's installed around the edges, re-cemented in there. And we give the same lifetime transferable warranty for the life of the structure we do water guard as we do drain tile.
That's
so
great.
Again, we're the only company, it's a patent product, we're the only company that does that. So, you know, some customers, you know, say they've never heard of water guard, they get a couple estimates of drain tile and either go with whomever and do it. But some decide, I'm not going to do it at all. It's just too expensive, too messy. I don't want to do it. They need to call PermaSeal and get an estimate and ask about WaterGuard because it is definitely a better alternative to that kind of problem.
So why only in certain areas of the basement will accomplish the same type of relief as a whole system?
The only difference, we will guarantee the whole basement provided the water's not coming up through the middle of the floor. Because typically, if water's coming up through the cracks in the middle of the floor, you have a severe hydrostatic problem, a high water table, where you do need the drain tile, put it at a deeper level to relieve the water pressure. But most people, they're getting seepage around the cove where the floor and the wall, and underneath that's the footing, the three separate pieces of concrete. That's where the water kind of pools and then pushes up there. And by relieving the water pressure there, you're less likely, you probably will never have a problem coming up to the middle of the floor. So it's maybe a little technical and waving my arms in the air doesn't help our listeners, but take my word for it. We wouldn't guarantee it if it didn't work.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Joe, you've implemented that type of system within the basements that you're finishing that needed waterproofing but didn't want to have to completely or didn't need the entire water, drain tile system installed.
Oh, sure. Roy, you've done a lot of work with mega customers prior to our remodels.
Which is a good hand in glove. 312-981-7200. That was Joe Hogel, Mega Pros Joe, who is calling in from his home out in the western suburbs. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. This
right
is the
now,
Beaches.
Dave, I'm going for lasagna.
He's going for lasagna, yeah. Yeah, everybody heard that about 15 nice. Minutes ago when we brought you on after the break.
I know. Judy was asking, do you want lasagna? And it's like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, everybody heard that. 312-981-7200. This is the Bee Gees. It's one of my favorite songs of all time, next to It's Raining Men, because I dig. And my grandfather took me to see this movie and did not know what it was about. And it was an eye-opening experience for a 10-year-old young David Hochberg. We went to the matinee in Brooklyn, New York. It was, he had a lot of explaining to do to my mother. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back. Dave, you remember this.
Amen to.
Come on. Come on.
I'm bad at this though.
Come on, buddy. King of Harvest. King Harvest? What, Ashley?
We get it.
King Harvest.
Every night.
I don't know. I've heard it 700 times. Get that. King Harvest. Okay. Sounds good. 312-981-7200. We're talking scrubbers here. What did you do with your granddaughter's grade school?
We installed a donated 20 air scrubbers, so there's one in each classroom.
Wow.
And then they can adjust them for the time, for the size of the classroom. Most of the classrooms were about 1,000 square feet. But they've got, you know, 20 kids in it, 25 kids. So they run them full tilt all day.
All right. So for the schools that doesn't have a Dykstra grandkid in them, that you're going to donate 20 scrubbers,
yeah.
What would something like that, what investment would that be? Would that be $20,000?
About 20 grand.
20 grand.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money for a school district.
Yeah, it is.
But I would think that. Listen, I've got my kids on remote learning. We're building a house. It's not done yet, right? Anybody that's built the house understands the pain that I'm going through. And I'm living with my in-laws up in Long Grove, and my kids go to school in Northbrook, okay? So, and there's been some battles on Facebook pages with parents. You know, open the schools, close the schools. It's like a yo-yo. I'm running for school board, which should be an absolute fun experience. Yeah.
Are you running for school
board? I'm running
board?
For, I need about 20 more signatures by the end of the month, and then I'm going to run for 225.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Wild, man.
Mm-hmm. Just wait. Wait for that. Wait for David.
Oh, man.
Wait, can't wait to get in there.
Wait for David Hochberg on the school board.
Yeah.
You think those meetings are kind of boring now? They're not going to be when I'm on it. 312-981-7200. But for school districts that want to install the safety devices to protect their students and, more important, just as important, the teachers
as well.
And the janitorial staff and the secretarial and the administrative staff.
Everybody.
It's a great investment for $20,000 for not. How much do you lose having a teacher go down sick and possibly passing away?
And it's not just, you know, now we're in the COVID mode right now, but
yeah.
Don't forget the colds.
Absolutely.
The flu,
yeah.
All the other garbage that these kids carry around with them.
Right.
Like walking
there
petri
are freaking
dishes.
Petri
they
dishes
are, oh, yes.
They are disgusting.
Yeah,
right. And I know because I've got three of them. 312-981-7200. If our listeners want to know more about that, or if there's a school administrator that would like to know more about that, so a typical square foot building is what?
A whole school?
No, the school that your granddaughter went to with the 20 scrubbers.
Oh, it's probably with, I have no idea, with the gym and the halls and all that, I have no idea.
All right, so you just did it in the classroom,
each
not in the
classroom,
gym.
Each okay. Individual classroom.
Okay, 312-981-7200. And the scrubber that if you, for each classroom, will it handle a bigger area than 1,000 square feet? Or is
it'll
that what
up to 3,000 square feet.
So it's the same thing that I'm getting for my office.
Exactly.
Okay, 312-981-7200.
It's DykstraHomeservices.com.
Okay, there you go. Hochberg is six. It's 6 at night. Isn't your show in the morning? Yeah, 630. Yeah. Well, really? I thought it was.
Wait a minute.
6 o'clock at night? What the hell are we doing here?
Oh, come on.
Manfredini wasn't before us?
He's up next.
Yeah, he's up next. Completely, this whole election thing's got everything mixed up. No, thank you, 630. Hochberg, you are 100% right. Hochberg, it is 6 o'clock at night, and our show is typically in the morning from 10 until noon. But exciting, NU football preempted us today, and go Cats, they won. They beat the Nebraska Cornhuskers, so congratulations to the Northwestern football team for being 3-0. That's awesome. So that's why we're on late at night, entertaining you at night, Roy.
Can I just get a clarification, Rich? These scrubbers, like, so it's a freestanding unit?
Freestanding unit.
Has nothing to do with the furnace or anything like
no.
that?
No. iWave goes in the furnace. The scrubbers are freestanding.
Okay.
But wouldn't it be more cost-economical for a school to put a scrubbing system in the overall unit, or is this more cost-effective because it's Grandpa Rich?
Yeah, you know, it's Grandpa Rich on this one. But for most schools, they have rooftop units.
Yeah.
Some use hydronic heating.
Right.
You know, so it's all different applications that you can't always fit a unit inside of a air handling unit.
So it's site-specific.
Right.
312-981-7200. Thank you for that. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Received an email here from one of our listeners. What is your opinion of services who ask for a $500 a month retainer in order to negotiate a better interest rate from your mortgage company? They also say to stop paying your mortgage payment so you become delinquent. This way, you can say you are behind and being affected by COVID crisis, evidently it won't be reported to credit bureaus or affect your credit scores. They make no promises, only that the federal government is going to release money or ease restrictions to help people during the crisis like we are experiencing. Is this legit? Okay, so we went back to what we just talked about, I think a half hour ago, about scumbags.
You bet.
Okay, with the filters. Number one, there was something called forbearance, which I went into in deep dive when we got into this COVID crisis. I called every radio station I had relationships with. I'm like, you need to have me on. I need to explain what forbearance is because this is coming. We're going to some weird, very bad stuff, and your listeners need to know. And every one of them opened their doors, and I was able to explain what COVID is. The forbearance is still there, but it's not automatic right now. You have to prove economic hardship right now. Mm-hmm. Maybe that changes with what we're going into, and if it gets worse and we have to shut things down again, who knows? Okay, that is still to be determined in the future. This paying a fee, what's my thought of paying a fee, $500 a month retainer, to have somebody negotiate a better interest rate? I think it's freaking ridiculous, okay? Yes. I think it's freaking ridiculous. And I think that if you're having economic challenges, you need to pick up the phone and you need to tell your servicer, I'm having economic challenges, and explain in detail exactly what those economic challenges are. And the servicers right now, with what we're dealing with as a, you know, with the country and what we went through at the beginning and what we're dealing with now, okay, are a lot more apt to open their doors to help you than they did previously, because they don't want to own homes, okay? And there are a lot of people hurting out there, a lot of Americans still hurting, okay? The people that, I know I'm going to say something redundant here, but those with jobs are doing all right, and those without jobs are getting crushed. And right now, the servicers who have your mortgage, who you write your mortgage payment to, do not want foreclosures, mass foreclosures, and they are willing to work with homeowners. But you have to be honest, and you have to get ahead of this. If you know you have 4 cents in your bank account, you need to call like yesterday and ask for help. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
I'm so glad you found me in time, and I'm so glad that you rectified my mind. This will be an everlasting love.
You know it, Rich? You know it, Rich.
I don't know it.
Come on.
I don't know it.
This is your generation.
I know.
Sitting in the back porch.
I can
something.
See why you think you
pure Prairie
me.
League.
And no.
Come on. Smoking Marlboros, drinking whiskey.
X is Winston.
Winston, sorry. Winston. I didn't mean to insult your smoking preferences. I'm speaking filters, without filters. I didn't want to go with those wimpy filters. 312-981-7200. Winston. That brings back some good memories, huh? 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Joe was a Marlboro man. Right, yeah. Joe? Joe, you were a Marlboro man?
I'm more of a cigar guy.
Okay, there you go. A cigar and tequila guy. By the way, 630, Joe. Tell Joe to share the lasagna. Okay, so we got.
You know, I feel bad about that. You guys are probably very, very hungry, and I'm talking about lasagna. That's not really fair.
No, actually, we had Kevin brought down lobster tails and T-bone, so we're good. Enjoy your lasagna.
Oh my God, I'm sure you would have talked about it already.
Yeah. No, well, we didn't want to make you feel bad, but enjoy that lasagna. How long, Dave Rampage? How long will it take, a listener 630 texted in, how long will it take my carpet to dry after Executive Green cleans it? That's part A.
Okay.
Part B, will I be able to place furniture back in place right away, or will it need some time to dry?
Okay, so depending on the carpet type, it could take anywhere from maybe an hour to 3 or 4 hours to be dry to the touch. As far as putting furniture back, when we clean, if you've removed the furniture before we clean, we generally will tell you not to put it back till the next day. Or if there's things that are important, we can either give you blocks and tabs or block and tab it for you. So we can put like these little foam blocks underneath to keep it off the carpet.
We have another one, 630. How long should I wait to get my carpet cleaned? Is there a time length until it's critical to get them cleaned? What would Dave suggest?
So if the carpet is under warranty, depending on the mill, you either have to have it done every 18 months or 24 months. And if it's not under warranty anymore, if it's looking soiled, get it cleaned. Or once a year.
Once a year is a good time?
Yeah.
Okay. Joe, this is for you. If a piece of wood furniture is varnished, can I just paint right over it? 630 texter. Joe Hogle.
I think he's eating.
I think he's eating his lasagna.
No. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I did pass out for a second.
630, if a piece of wood furniture is varnished, the texter would like to know if they can just paint right over it or does it need to be specially treated.
I am very well certain you can lightly sand it and then paint right over it.
However, I, again, would defer to my pro painter.
Okay, or they could call David Haas over at...
good point. You know, he has done some furniture. He's got some furniture in his showroom that he's done.
Right, over at Miracle Method. We have to get the phone number because I don't have it right here. But Miracle Method, we will call up Miracle Method. We have it on our webpage at WGNDavid.com. We just do not have the phone number, but you can go to MiracleMethod.com/Chicago and get all the information by going to WGNDavid.com. But we will get that texter their phone number during the break. 312-981-7200. 630 would like to know, is it cheese lasagna or is it meat lasagna, Joe? And what's your preference?
Meat. Always go with meat. Yes, meat. Okay. And I get it from Bimbo's in McHenry. It's Bimbo's, actually awesome.
It's actually awesome. Okay, that's good. 312-981-7200. And your wife, Judy, would she be having the lasagna too, or would she be having salad or fish?
She definitely is going to have a salad, but probably some of my lasagna.
All right, that's good. 312, inquiring listening mind wants to know. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. We have a caller on line one, everybody in the control room. We have a question here. I am about to begin the process of selling my home in Darien and purchasing a home in a 55-year-plus community, either the one in Naperville or Aurora. I need advice on how to obtain intern financing if I find a home before I sell my house. Would love the opportunity to talk to this nice listener of ours. And I recommend to all of our listeners that you call Sherry Jenna at Republic Bank. Open up a line of credit against your home when you don't need the line of credit against your home, so you have the line of credit against your home when you need it, unexpectedly need it. Why? Because in instances like this, you could use the line of credit for the down payment on your new home if you hadn't sold your existing home. Or if there's enough equity in your home, you could take out a line of credit that's big enough to pay for your new home. And then you'll just pay the line of credit off when you sell your existing home. That's how you do it. It's called creative financing, and it's 100% legal. And you could call Sherry Jenna at Republic Bank at 708-387-1117. 708-387-1117. She's awesome, and she knows what she's doing. 312-981-7200. We've got Vivian on line one. How are you, Vivian? You have a question about dyeing carpets.
I'm great. Yes, thank you. We have carpeting in a room that used to be a carport. So it was a slab, and whoever put the carpeting in, really, I don't think did any sealing of any kind on this slab. So we always get the carpeting cleaned, but these stains, there are certain stains that come up through the carpet, and we can't afford to take it up and do the right thing right now. But I wondered if it's possible just to stain the carpet, sort of the color, sort of a gray, dye the carpet, to match the color of the stains that are already on there.
Is that a service you provide, dyeing carpet?
We can do some dyeing. I don't know if we can do an overall dyeing. Ben does that for us. The only thing is, dyeing is transparent, so it's not like painting something. So the problems you have, I think what she's saying, though, she would want the color to match the color of the stains.
Right.
That sounds a little complicated. Are the stains going away when the carpet's cleaned and then they come back? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's right.
So what that's telling me is that you have soap residue in those spots. Either you're spot cleaning it with, like, Resolve or something like that, or the carpet cleaner that you've been using is using soapy products on those spots, and then the spots are coming back because the soap is sticky and it's attracting soil. So we do have a spot cleaner which is detergent free. You can call Kelly, and either we can get you one or have you come by us and pick some up. Maybe I can come by and show you how to use it.
How big of an area are you talking about, Vivian? Is the room with the carpet that has the stains?
The whole room is it's very narrow. It's about it's long and narrow. It's 8 feet by like 14 feet, And most of the staining is done, we have a dining room table there. And they come up in the same place and in the same shape all the time.
It seems to me, and I know nothing about carpeting except what I walk on, that the cleaning that Vivian has had in the past has been subpar, and maybe a good cleaning from a professional cleaning company like your company would solve this challenge, because you don't use soap,
right?
Or that type of sticky soap that reattracts those type of stains. And I think it's a lot less expensive to go through a real live professional cleaning program like you will offer instead of trying to dye her carpet,
right? Or why don't we do this? If you call us and tell Kelly that I said to just have me come take a look at it, I could bring some spot cleaner and I'll take a look at it. And I'll let you know if I think we should clean it. I'll show you how to spot clean it. And then that way maybe that'll fix your issues.
This is what we were talking about earlier, Vivian, okay?
Yeah, but I will tell you this. I was intending to call them to clean the carpet anyway, but then I had a brainstorm about dyeing it.
Oh, so no, yeah.
I think I'm going to call Kelly, get you guys over there, get us all clean, and go from there.
You're okay, awesome.
Great.
All right. Well, thank you. Great, and you're going to be happy whichever way you decide to go, Vivian. So hang tight. We're going to hook you up with Dave, but we're going to get you a Mr. Floor cleaning product as well. All right, you are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. WGM, we're in the home stretch here. We got another half hour to go. And yes, we know we are regularly scheduled to be on Saturdays at 9. We didn't take a wrong turn to get down here, and all of a sudden we had a four-hour show to run here. But we had exciting NU football, and they won today. They're 3-0, so congratulations to the Cats. And whenever they are on during our regular schedule time, they push us back. That's why we're on at night, and we enjoy any time that WGN provides us to be on the TV. 3-1 TV. There it is. I'm back to 200.
Six
mics to be on the radio. 312-981-7200. Keep the text messages coming. These are great texts coming in that we'll get to after the break. 312-981-7200 is the Mega Pros call and text line. We're going to pay some bills and be right back.
As I am, and if you'd mind sharing the night together. Oh, yeah. Sharing the night together. Oh, yeah.
Beyond the sea.
I have no idea who this is, but I love this song. But I will tell you, if you haven't listened to Dave Plyer's The Sinatra Show, you're missing a great show.
Listen to it every Sunday.
He does an amazing job, and the stories behind the songs and the situation that he brings up that go into certain situations when Frank recorded something and the backstory of it that he gets a hold of is more so enjoyable than listening to the old Sinatra songs. And I'm only 53, so I have an old soul. I guess that's what they call it. And I love Sinatra. I think it's great. And I think Dave Plyer does an amazing job with that show. And you should check it out. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Roy 630 for Roy. Do I need to remove my drywall in order to get an estimate of repair?
The answer is no. That said, the more we can see, the more certain we can be about our diagnosis. But a lot of times we're dealing with finished basements, the drywall paneling that can't come down. And we can generally tell by the pattern of seepage and doing an outside inspection as well. We can generally give you a very, very good idea of the type of problem you're having and possible solutions. And a lot of times we can solve the problem without even removing the drywall. So we have options work either inside or outside. So the answer is no, you don't have to take it down. On the other hand, if you can open it up, then we can tell you more certainly, 100% certain, then we can water test and we can see where the water's coming in. We can see so much better. So if it's feasible to take it down and it's rotted or moldy or something, go ahead and take it down. It's coming down anyhow, and we can do even a more thorough diagnosis. But if it's in good shape and stuff, we'll come out and look at it, and we'll tell you at that point if it needs to come down or not.
630, Roy, another quick question. Can you please explain the opportunities available during your Black Friday deals this November, and when do these opportunities end?
I'd be happy to. The opportunity is that we have a special deal through November, November 30th it would end, that we have an opportunity to get 18 months
of interest-free money that you could actually have the work done with no investment, and in 18 months you can pay it back and not pay any interest on the money. In addition, we have an opportunity. You can save up to 10% off in any work up to a maximum of $500. So if you're sitting around, you maybe got an old PermaSeal estimate you got earlier in the year that you just didn't want to go ahead, this would be a great time to dust that puppy off and give a call and save your money even on an old estimate. If you have a problem you've been living with and thinking about, well, I'll take care of that next spring, you'll be happy to do it now. You'll be glad to save the money and have the problem solved before next spring and get it done more quickly.
And paying something out over 18 months at 0% interest is better than not having the money to do it and getting it done and paying it out a little bit at a time over 18 months and get your challenge all solved.
Absolutely.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Real quick, let's go back to the to Vivian, who called in.
Yes.
The spot challenge. A lot of our listeners have the same type of challenge. And we were talking, some of the best radio on the show is the conversations we have amongst ourselves during the break.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we were talking about the service that you provide is a very valuable service. Because you might be able to go out to Vivian's home and say, okay, yeah, you know, I could treat that spot. I could treat that spot. And then Vivian has 8 spots.
Yes.
But then if you treat the spots, the carpet's still dirty, and it might be just better. Yeah, I could treat those 6 or 7 spots, but it'll just be more cost-effective and more hygienic for the listener to have the entire carpet cleaned right than continue to do what they're doing. Because what they're doing, Dave, and having the stain come back, they're not getting their carpet cleaned. I mean, let's face it. That's if you're getting your carpet treated, and you think you're getting it clean, and it looks great, and then the company leaves, and then a couple hours later, when it dries, they have the circles come back. You didn't get your carpet clean. You got picked off.
Or maybe she'll learn how to properly spot clean the carpet with the right product, and her problem will be solved. So Roy did twist my arm a little bit there.
Yes, he did.
And I'll say this, but Kelly might change the locks on the shop on me when I say it. But why don't we say this? 5 people call Kelly and tell her that I'm going to come out and do some free spot cleaning for them. Give them a bottle of spot cleaner also. I'll show them how to use it.
Okay.
And 5 people.
What number do they call?
630.
That's your cell phone.
990-8600. No, it's not.
One more time. Kelly's.
630-990-8600.
I've never seen a man scared to death of his daughter as much as I've seen
the boss.
I know.
I met her. I don't blame him.
I can relate. I can relate to that. She could fire me.
He's ready to like duck under the table here. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. 630. Cole Beer and David Hochberg on a Saturday night. Well, Mega Pros Joe, come out to Sycamore and begin regrouting my tile floor. Joe, will you go to Sycamore? Is that within your service area?
Yeah, I would go to Sycamore, but you mean just come out and start grouting it by myself?
That's what he asked.
Will Mega Pros, Joe, come out to Sycamore and begin regrouting my tile floor? That's a yes. Hold on, Joe.
I think the operative word there is begin.
Begin.
Right. Yeah, I'll begin it. It sounds like we would have a good time.
Yeah, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going out to Joe with a shout-out for Roy. How are you, Joe?
Oh, great, Dave. So, yeah, kudos to Roy and his team for coming out today, even though we thought the job was going to be scheduled for Tuesday. This is for my driveway. They were having some equipment problems yesterday, so they said, yeah, they'd do their best to come out next week. And got a call this morning. They said it'd be Tuesday. Got a call at 12:15 today, and lo and behold, they showed up, and the job looks awesome.
There you go.
Awesome. Well, thank you.
Remember the guy with that 2-inch drop going to my garage?
Oh, this is a 2-inch drop guy that we said put a 2-inch piece of plywood there to – overcome that wasn't my suggestion.
Yeah.
That was another smart aleck texter. I remember you. So how's it look? Yeah. How's it look?
Oh, it's awesome. So now it looks like a normal lead driveway going into the garage. It's maybe a half inch drop the way it's supposed to be instead of the 2-inch.
That's great.
Yeah, the guys that came out, they're awesome. Even the guys that came out yesterday were great guys. So
and this is the caller that asked me to see if there's any way to get his job bumped up, and I said we'd have to call the other 50 people ahead of you and see if it's okay. But it worked.
Yeah, well, luckily we had this great break in weather. I was thinking yesterday was it, but lo and behold, today was an awesome day. And
Well, thanks for calling the chair, buddy. How's that make you feel, Joe? I mean, Roy.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for your business, for your patience and understanding. And, the poly-level concrete raising business, there's all kinds of opportunities there with the weather, with equipment, with jobs. You know, we stay with the job till it's done. And so we appreciate your understanding. It's not a perfect thing. When it's challenging sometimes with scheduling. But I'm so happy it worked out because, like you say, it's magic when it works well. 90% of the time, and it's the perfect answer. So thank you so much for the call.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. Joe called in, not Roy. Joe, it's almost 4 hours. Right, back off. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We have a question here for you, Mr. Dykstra. Mm-hmm. A nice long question. It says, "This is a long question. Please bear with me."
Okay.
So get your thinking cap on there, buddy, after the break.
I'm ready.
312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. We're normally on between at 10 until noon on Saturday mornings, but due to exciting Northwestern football, they're 3-0 today. 10-1. Well, it's not officially 10-1 yet. We're still 10 to noon until we get the extra hour. So thank you for joining us tonight. If you'd like to join us next weekend, we'll be back to our regularly scheduled programming. We will be on from 10 until 1 next Saturday. But we're going to take a quick break, our last break, and we're going to pay some bills. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. You know this one.
Jim Croce.
Jim Croce. Roy Leonard for the win. Roy Spencer. Crochet. Roy Leonard. I got to go home and get some coffee.
That's number eight.
That's number eight. Then who's counting? 312-981-7200. Just want to plug our new and promote our new sponsor here, our new expert. Alarm Monitoring Incorporated. We have a home and business alarm system monitoring company. A gentleman by the name of Michael Kaplan is the owner. If you'd like more information, 847-208-6856. For all MegaPro Joe clients that contact Joe this week, you will get a complimentary basic security system in your home or business at no charge at all, which is a $500 value. They're great. They've been around for over 30 years. And if you want more information about the company and about Michael, Mr. Kaplan, you can reach him at 847-208-6856. 847-208-6856. You could also go to WGN David to get all of our contact information of all our sponsors and all of our experts. 815, can you please give the phone number of the home equity line of credit? Her name is Sherry Jenna. She works at Republic Bank. She does a tremendous job. Her office line is 630-241-5726, 630-241-5726, 630-TEXTER, Mr. Dykstra. Long question. Please bear with me. I live in an apartment where the building controls when they turn the heat on and the air conditioner on. As a tenant, I have the ability to either blast heat if the building has the heat on, or blast AC if the AC is on. Right now, the heat is on and it's warm outside. I'm always hot and I'm on the 35th floor. Heat rises, as you know. Is there a product that this texter could buy from Dykstra as a personal air conditioning unit to help her regulate the air in her unit?
Unfortunately, no. She has to, because you would need a discharge for the air on a freestanding air conditioning unit, and there's no place to dump the air in a high rise.
Can you open the window if the window opens or no?
Yeah, you can open if the window's open. Usually they don't. It's a hot deck, cold deck. They pick the date that drop that date, November 1st, we're going to turn on the heat.
That's it.
That's it. And April 1st, we're going to turn on the air conditioning or whatever date they pick. And they can't. It's very costly to flip back and forth.
So the other option is for this texter to buy their own home. 312-981-7200, which I can help. 312-981-7200. It's always Roy, you got to give our listeners options. 312-981-7200. 708, you guys are awesome. Love the crew today. Have really enjoyed the show.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks for sending that in. Joe, that looked familiar. No, 708, thank you. We really appreciate it. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You're special again. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you stay in business, but you've hit the $1 million in gross revenue this year by giving things away at three rooms for
$139.
Which, we all look at each other and we go, Roy, how does that work? Now, we just don't know. But they figure out a way to do it.
We're organized. Kelly schedules really well.
And they do an amazing job. They've been in and out of my home 5-6 times.
Probably, yeah.
At least 5-6 times. Not only the carpets, but the area rugs, which you guys clean.
Yeah. Upholstery.
The upholstery, 2 couches. You have 2 dogs that, even though you tell them not to go on the couch, they somehow wind up on the couch because they have dog hair all over the place, and it is what it is when you have dogs and you love your dogs and your dogs control you. 312-981-7200. MegaPros, Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement. The number one call that you received this week from listeners in regards to home improvement was what?
We're doing a lot of bathrooms. Bathroom calls are number one.
Bathroom calls are number one. You know why?
People have to go to the bathroom.
People are spending more time at home, and they're doing
and
their
they
business.
See how their bathroom is. It's like, oh, my bathroom's nicer at the shop.
Yeah. They're realizing now that you're spending more, because again, we were talking during the break how some companies are bringing their employees back and some companies are working from home, and a lot of our listeners are working from home, and they're noticing all the different things that they don't like about their homes, and they're doing something about it.
You know, that is true. We've seen that all year, though. You know, we talked about how many people were interested in getting their decks done. I mean, there was just a rush on decks the whole year. And now it's more in the bathrooms, to tell you the truth.
If our listeners want to reach out to you, Joe, and reach the fine people at MegaPros, you're going to be back in this coming Saturday. What's the best number to reach you,
buddy? I don't know. This has worked out pretty nice, Dave.
He doesn't get lasagna here.
It wasn't a Zoom call. So in other words, you couldn't see me or what I was doing, and it was kind of nice.
All right, I'll play it for you and then cut you off.
847-658-8989.
Thanks for...
Hey, listen, it was great being with you guys. You guys are... This really was a good radio show.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
And we hope you enjoy your pasta, and Judy enjoys whatever she is. And send her our love, please. All right, bud?
Get better, Joe.
All right, Joe.
David says he loves you.
Oh, thank you.
She says thank you.
Okay, goodbye. Hang up. 312-981... See you next weekend, buddy. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call and text line. Rich, say goodbye, buddy.
Goodbye.
If our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you?
DykstraHomeservices.com or 800-421-3220. I just want to mention, we do have the Carrier Systems on sale with 60 months zero interest.
One more time?
We have the Carrier Systems on sale, 60 months zero interest.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's for a new furnace?
New furnace. 1-800-421-3220.
Mr. Rampage, if our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you?
630-990-8600 or WGNClean.com.
Roy Spencer and the Tribe at PermaSeal, how do they reach you?
800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
I am David Hochberg. If you want to reach me and my team, Team Hochberg, give us a call, 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-56-DAVID. Or go to 56david.com. Thanks for joining us on a Saturday night. Next weekend, we will be back to our regularly scheduled time, 10 until 1. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening. And thank a vet on Veterans Day, November 11, 11-11. Thanks for listening, everybody.